303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Some fees do apply.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
Standing behind al-Maliki.
He's the right guy for Iraq. And we're going to help him.
As the study group gets ready.
We're making recommendations.
An employer's headache. Sick at work? Pass it on. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. After protesters took to the streets of Amman, President Bush had his delayed summit meeting with Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is covering.
It was breakfast and diplomacy, some 2 hours of talks, after which President Bush made it clear there's still hard work to do in Iraq and there'll be no graceful exit for American troops.
So we'll be in Iraq until the job is complete, at the request of a sovereign government elected by the people.
Mr. Bush and al-Maliki agreed on a plan to give the Prime Minister more authority over Iraqi forces to better respond to the sectarian militias responsible for the bombings and bloodshed inflicted on the Iraqi people. I'm Mark Noller in Amman, Jordan, along with CBS's Katie Couric, who spoke to the Iraqi leader.
We talked about his eagerness to have greater authority over the Iraqi military and police, and he expressed his frustration regarding the current chain of command. He believes that the Iraqi government has greater control, its forces can react more quickly to the violence and hopefully get things under control.
Control is also the Iraq Study Group's focus. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, and CBS News has learned the panel will likely recommend more U.S. trainers and fewer combat troops. And it reportedly favors two ideas at odds with the White House, a timetable for Iraq to control its own security and U.S. talks with Iran and Syria. Panel co-chair Lee Hamilton knows the recommendations are delicate.
They're sensitive at this point. Any comment I have would have a lot of implications.
And there will be major implications when the panel's report is released next Wednesday. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has wrapped up talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger is live in Jerusalem with details.
Secretary Rice called on Israel and the Palestinians to build on this week's Gaza ceasefire and resume negotiations on
the creation of a viable Palestinian state that can live side by side in peace with Israel.
America's Arab allies have told the U.S. that reviving the peace process is key to calming the situation in Iraq. Nick?
Well, how's the U.S. doing in foiling international terrorists? CIA Director Michael Hayden has an upbeat assessment. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
Hayden says U.S. security agencies have been more successful than the public knows in countering al-Qaeda and splinter groups inspired by radical Islam.
We, in our response to that, have been quite good in what I'll call the tactical. Killing and capturing.
Speaking to CBS affiliate WTOP and on Washington Post Radio, General Hayden said the CIA is highly ethical, and he called on the news media to be a lot more careful when they learn details of the war on terror. Hayden claims leaks have caused deaths. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Well, it's just what thousands of Katrina victims wanted to hear. A federal judge has ordered the federal government to immediately resume housing payments for victims displaced by the hurricane. In Turkey, a new demonstration against Pope Benedict's visit, now in its third day. As part of his fence mending, the Pope has met with Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, the spiritual leader of Orthodox Christians. The umbrellas have been out more than usual in Seattle this month. The latest rain and snow in the Northwest has made November the city's wettest month on record. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm Dory Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Single digits for this morning's temperatures. It's prompted some closures and delays along the Front Range. Colorado Springs District 11 on a two-hour delay this morning. Colorado Springs Christian Schools also delayed schedule today. Denver Academy of Courts reporting one-hour delays. Emmanuel Lutheran School in Colorado Springs, two-hour delays. No AM preschool or AM kindergarten. Our Lady of the Rosary Academy delayed until 10 o'clock this morning. Pikes Peak Christian School, a delayed start. In Swink in Southern Colorado, they're on a two-hour delay. In Widefield, District 3, two-hour delay. No AM preschool and no AM kindergarten either. The driver of a minivan that careened off snow-packed Interstate 70 with 14 passengers inside This week, jailed on suspicion of human smuggling, a new crime under state law. Four people, including a pregnant woman, died in the crash. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Live to Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Well, we already have a wreck westbound I-70 east of Chambers. Two cars there, otherwise doing much better than yesterday at this time. Still going to be a slow start for you, though, warming up the car in these temps. And don't get too complacent. Roads are still very icy in spots. Be especially careful on bridges, overpasses, and ramps. We did have some fog in Boulder. That's clearing, but fairly dense now along I-25 between Fort Collins and Loveland. So drive with caution on that stretch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny and cold, high of 28. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, 12. Right now, clear and 2 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with an 07 Escape for just $15.9. That's right, for a limited time, get a brand new 07 Escape for just $15.9. They sell it for less every day, guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
Has a definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. President Bush and Iraq's Prime Minister Maliki did meet, after all, despite all the efforts of Muqtada al-Sadr pulling his Sadrist followers out of Parliament and the Cabinet in a protest boycott. And the President came out of that meeting praising Maliki, saying we're going to help him, and it's in our interest to help him. The story after this.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
What's the root of the Arab-Israeli conflict today? Leaders of Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah couldn't be clearer. As Alexander Downer, Australia's foreign minister, explained, the world shouldn't forget that these people want to eliminate Israel. It's not as though they keep it a secret. It's that the world seems to show such a lack of understanding of the Israelis' determination that this not happen. Think about it. Iran, which has no border with Israel, calls for its annihilation. Since Israel left Gaza last year, it turned into a launching pad for daily rocket attacks. Why? Because Hamas is more focused on Israel's destruction than on Gaza's construction. And Israel left Lebanon in 2000. So why did Hezbollah trigger a war this summer? To pursue its aim of getting rid of Israel. Remember, Israel's declared enemies, Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah, are the enemies of all democratic and open societies. That's why we all have such a profound stake in Israel's success. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Muqtada al-Sadr, the anti-American cleric, had his followers boycott the parliament and cabinet in Baghdad, not only because Prime Minister Maliki went to Jordan to meet President Bush, but also because Maliki had requested that the UN authorize U.S. troops to stay there in Iraq another year. This morning, President Bush and Maliki had a working breakfast with aides and then a private one-on-one meeting, after which they held a joint news conference.
We agreed on the importance of speeding up the training of Iraqi security forces. Our goal is to ensure that the Prime Minister has more capable forces under his control, so his government can fight the terrorists and the death squads.
As to the notion of partitioning Iraq, the
Prime Minister made clear that splitting his country into parts, as some have suggested, is not what the Iraqi people want, and that any partition of Iraq would only lead to an increase in sectarian violence. I agree.
And finally, said Mr. Bush,
I know there's a lot of speculation that these reports in Washington mean there's going to be some kind of graceful exit out of Iraq. We're going to stay in Iraq to get the job done, so long as the government wants us there.
As the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, said last night,
I can understand that looking from far away from the United States, that this looks very difficult situation, that we're not making as much progress as the American people would like, that a lot of lives are being lost. But the goal of success in Iraq, for the sake of the future of this region, which is the defining challenge of our time, we need to do all that we can to help Iraq succeed.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
The holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for every musician on your gift list. Save 50, 60, up to 75% off. Plus, don't pay for a full year on total purchases of $299 or more. Great holiday deals like acoustic guitar packs from Fender, only $99. Casio portable keyboards, just $79. Plus, Guitar Center gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Guitar Center's December deal days are going on now. Don't miss it. Now online at GuitarCenter.com.
The Osgood File, November 30th, 2006.
And I want to tell you something, and I'm going to say it to you loud and clear. The radical homosexual agenda will not stop until religion is outlawed in this country. Make no mistake about it. They're all not nice decorators.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Choices, choices, choices. Good morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, sunny. You know, why do I always do that? The high today is 30, and it's going to be mostly sunny. And then tonight, mostly clear, a low of 10. Boy, it was cold this morning coming in, about 8 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 37. How does it look towards the weekend? In the 30s. But at least, no chance of snow. Did they clean the roads up? Didn't seem like it, did it?
All right. I had a pretty clear drive in, and I've heard there's another snowstorm coming in. See, we're getting conflicting reports again.
No, I'm going by the National Weather Service from Denver, Colorado. The forecast is following. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 30. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of around 10. Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 37. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 12. By the way, Friday night, the wind chill factors will be between 0 and 10. Be a great night to go out and go moon bathing. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 30. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 11. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 36. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 16. Monday, partly cloudy, a high near 45. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low of around 17. Tuesday, partly cloudy, a high near 46. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 20. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high near 52.
I heard another storm was coming in this weekend. More snow this weekend.
Well, it's not, but the National Weather Service says no. That's not what the National
Weather
Service. Local
meteorologists are saying, yeah.
All right, who do you trust? The local meteorologist? You know why? Because you're reading the Rocky Mountain News forecast, aren't you?
No, I think I got that off the news last night.
And I have now documented that the Rocky Mountain News forecast, which runs in the newspaper, is on a consistent basis wrong. It never stacks up. So far, since I switched and started using the National Weather Service forecast, they've been accurate 98.99% of the time. Give or take a couple of degrees. But they've been on the they've been accurate. All right. This morning, what a dilemma. Put yourself in my position. You've got 4 hours to do. You got to make it the most 4 hours of the most compelling radio that you possibly can come up with. And yet, there's so much to talk about. And the big overwhelming event is not local. The big overwhelming event is international. Now, can you do this topic for 4 straight hours? Probably not. We'll probably have to intersperse some other things in between. But on the other hand, you can't overlook what's out there. Two things. One, Bush gets snubbed by Maliki yesterday. When was the last time you remember, within your lifetime, a sitting president of the United States, and of course all the talking heads are saying third world country, but I'd like to just enlarge it and say, when was the last time you remember a sitting president of the United States of America being snubbed by any leader from any country who said, yeah, I'll meet you in Jordan? I mean, it's not bad enough that they couldn't have the meeting in Baghdad, that they couldn't have the meeting anywhere in Iraq because Iraq's too violent. We'll meet in Jordan. Bush gets there,
And what happens? Maliki doesn't meet with him. Also, the Baker-Hamilton Commission is going to release their report, and that's going to be done next Wednesday, December the 6th. The Bipartisan Iraq Study Group has reached a consensus on Wednesday on the final report that will call for a gradual pullback of the 15 American combat brigades now in Iraq, but stop short of setting a firm timetable for their withdrawal, according to people who are familiar with the panel's deliberations. Now, here's George W. Bush. Here's George W. Bush about the idea, and this was from yesterday, about the idea of taking troops out of Iraq.
But there's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to pull our troops off the battlefield before the mission is complete.
Should we play that again for emphasis?
But there's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to pull our troops off the battlefield before the mission is complete.
So it sounds like the Baker-Hamilton Commission is going one way. The Bush administration is going another way. And you and I are going a third way. Now, do you believe in your heart of hearts? I love that phrase. It comes from my mother. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that what we saw in the vote a couple of Tuesdays ago was for a change of direction in Iraq? The report is going to recommend that Mr. Bush make it clear that he intends to start the withdrawal of troops relatively soon, and people familiar with the debate over the final language said the implicit message was that the process should begin sometime next year. Instead, what's going on right now is the White House is sending in more troops. How are they doing that? They're going to extend people's term of duty. That's one way they're going to do it. So they're going to try to up it by 20,000 by allowing some people who have been there 2 and 3 years not to come home. But, well, once again, can we have that Bush cut again? Have that Bush cut again?
But there's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to pull our troops off the battlefield before the mission is complete.
So what's going on here? Is that just politics? Or is he going to stand his ground, disregard the Baker Commission, and what we're going to end up having is we're going to end up having Christmas holidays, or the holiday season, depending on how you want to call it, into New Year, into the new Congress, and then the fireworks are going to start. Not to mention the gigantic gaffe that was pulled off with the whole Maliki situation. Now, this is from MSNBC's Scarborough show. These are not what I would call... What are you asking me, John? Well, you want to take a timeout before we play it? Okay, it is relatively long, so we have to take a timeout here. But now I'm going to play it for you. These are not all progressive or liberal people. These are conservatives, the majority of them, and they're talking about the Maliki snub. Now, if you want to get on the phone line this early in the morning, on this cold morning, and throw in your 3 cents, which is worth as much as my 3 cents or anybody else's 3 cents, and like I said, we're going to be getting into this on and off all morning this morning because I don't know how we can't, 303-713-7600, four lines open here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, chaos in Baghdad, weirdness going on in the administration. Weirdness going on in Jordan. The sky. I'm not trying to paint a picture that the sky's falling because the sky's not falling, and somehow we'll work this out because we are good and courageous people, and there are options and solutions. They just might not be the one that everybody is comfortable with. But here we sit on this November morning, rather, and things right now seem to be pretty unclear. So we'll get some traffic, and then we'll come back with some more of this. And if you want to participate...
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
387-91.
Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
The TomTom Give Give event. Give a TomTom and they'll give you $50 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give one to yourself. TomTom, find your way the easy way.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
He's the right guy for Iraq. And we're going to help him. And it's in our interest to help him for the sake of peace.
That's Bush talking about Maliki at 6:22, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 30, under mostly sunny skies. Annette called and said that they did meet, and I'm not saying that they didn't meet. What I'm saying is that when they were supposed to have the scheduled meeting, and maybe I should make myself more clear about this, when they were supposed to have the scheduled meeting, Maliki didn't show. So the meeting did not go off as it was scheduled to be, as it was publicly announced. Now, this is from Scarborough country, and these are what I would consider to be guys that are not left of center talking about what happened to Bush. Check out this speculation.
Terrible news for President Bush. Joe Klein, he's columnist for Time Magazine. Michael Crowley, he's senior editor for The New Republic. And MSNBC political analyst Pat Buchanan. Joe Klein, let me begin with you. The President of the United States is snubbed by the prime minister that his war put in power. This is a humiliation, I think, that's rarely visited on a U.S. president, is it not?
I would defer to Brother Buchanan. I mean, was there ever a summit where the other guy didn't show up? I mean, this is astonishing. And there is a real backstory here that I'm beginning to put together. I mean, we've had a number of staged leaks from the Bush administration the last couple of days. Yesterday in the New York Times, there was a leak from a senior intelligence officer who said that Muqtadir Sadr, the most powerful Shiite militia leader, was having his people trained by Hezbollah, the Iranian-supported militia group in Lebanon. Today, we have this leaked memo from Steve Hadley expressing doubts about Maliki's strength as a leader. At the same time today, we have an op-ed piece in the Washington Post from a prominent Saudi saying that they're going to move in if we don't move on the Iranian militias. All of this put together leads to only one possible conclusion, and that is this. The President of the United States wants to take aggressive action in Iraq, probably against Muqtadir Sadr. Maliki, the President of Iraq, doesn't want to have that action taken because Muqtadir Sadr is his primary source of support. And so you have the President inviting him to a summit, and Sadr saying that he'll drop out of the summit if he doesn't go, and he goes kind of halfway to Amman. I would love to be a fly on the wall of Maliki's hotel room right now, fielding the phone calls from both sides to see whether he's going to show up tomorrow morning.
It is. That's a $64,000 question. Michael Crowley, this could not be more embarrassing for President Bush. Again, I think there just is simply no parallel that the President of the United States is stood up by a leader from a third world country. And let's look at it this way. This is a president who couldn't have this summit in Iraq because it was too dangerous, right? And so then he has it in Jordan, and he's snubbed. How could the White House allow this to have happened?
Well, Joe, I think we've known for a while now that the White House doesn't really have control of anything that's happening in Iraq. This is a sign that the government, which Bush has sort of invested in, which has been the one sign of hope and progress he can keep referring to, that there were these elections, that they wrote a constitution, that there's actually a government that sort of resembles a functioning political body, barely. That was the one thing that they could point to as an achievement in this whole ordeal. And now that's, we've lost control of that. It looks like the government may fall apart. There's nothing left. I just think it's just another sign that Bush's policy looks like it's just kind of spiraling out of control. And listen, you know, maybe Bush will win this tug of war. Maybe they'll go after Sadr. Maybe that's a short-term answer. But what happens if they get Sadr? There'll be some new Sadr who rises up. I mean, you get Sadr, I don't think the Shiites all go home and relax and say, well, so much for that.
You know, Michael, the bottom line is they're going to have to go, if this is what they're going to do, they're going to have to go after Sadr. They're going to have to go after the death squads. They're going to have to kill a lot of Shiites over in that country and put Sistani, another Shiite, back in power because he was the one moderating force over in Iraq. Pat, let me ask you about that. But first, let me ask you, historically, can you ever remember a time in recent U.S. history where an American president was snubbed at a summit of a leader from a third world country or any country?
Offhand, I can't, Joe, but I can tell you why I believe it was done. I think Hadley's memo was written to be leaked. It is an insult to Maliki. It humiliated him. It, you know, in effect, it's like the manager of a baseball team walking out to the mound and talking to his pitcher and then letting him stay on the mound.
Okay, but Pat, tell me, and Joe Klein, what
How
Joe Klein was talking
be,
about.
Pat?
Yeah, what Joe Klein was talking about earlier was fascinating. You've got this Maliki leak. They've decided they're going to humiliate this prime minister before they meet him. We've got this report leaked out that says we have lost all control of Western Iraq. We're going to be sending troops into Baghdad. We've got all of these different leaks coming from all different sides. And like Joe Klein says, it seems to point to a possible final battle of Baghdad.
Well, this is exactly what's happening. You got the Marines being pulled out of Anbar province into Baghdad. What Maliki is doing, he is insulting the president in order to maintain his base at home, which he alienated by going to see the president. The Marines and everyone coming out, the Battle of Baghdad, I think, is about to begin. My guess is al-Sadr is deciding whether or not to stay with Maliki or make his move. He now has 40,000 to 60,000 people who are warriors, far more than he had in Najaf. Now the question is going to come down to, is the President of the United States, are they going to go at this guy first? Because this could be, if al-Sadr is going to oust Maliki and go for power now, you're going to have a war between them and the United States military for control of Baghdad. If I were Mr. Maliki, I'd start reading the biography of President Diem, because I think we could be in a pre-coup situation, Joe.
I think we are, too. I think a coup is definitely coming. I think a battle for Baghdad may be coming, too.
Well, there you have it at 6:29, 29 minutes after 6. That's off of Scarborough Country on MSNBC. Somebody should tell Pat Buchanan that a satyr is something that we have over Passover. It's not. It's Moktada El Sadr, isn't it? But even though I disagree with Pat Buchanan, I like him. But he could be right. He could be right about what he's saying. And they could be right about what they're saying about a coup coming and about the battle for Baghdad. So here we sit on this Thursday, November the 30th, and it seems like things are extremely precarious. Bush said yesterday that the United States will speed turnover of security responsibility to Iraqi forces, but a Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki that Washington is not looking for a graceful exit, but he told Maliki not looking for a graceful exit from the war well into the fourth, which is well into its fourth violent year. All right, 303-713-7600. Like I said, we're going to discuss this on and off all morning because this is the big story happening this morning. And maybe you remember a president being snubbed. I don't remember a president ever being snubbed like that at a summit. I don't remember that ever happening. And I'm just sitting here thinking, where are we headed now? What seems to be the course and the direction as things rapidly seem to deteriorate? And if you're a couple of our conservative listeners who listen on the morning, I mean, you certainly can't call me with a straight face and tell me that you're happy by these events and that clearly what we're doing here isn't working, clearly what's going on isn't working, and that we need to do something about this. That we definitely need to take some course of action. And almost in kind of a, you know, in an ironic way, you could say that, well, the Democrats and those of us that have been critical of the war, we don't really have to come up with any solution on how to get out because we didn't get this country in. But I wouldn't dare say that. I mean, I think we all have input to this. So I know I talk about this topic a lot, and I talk about it every morning at this time a lot. And you could make the case, come on, Jay, I mean, how long do you intend to ride this horse? But I don't think that there's anything more important going on at this particular time, particularly over the holidays, when we have loved ones that are overseas serving this country, where we just don't seem to have, there doesn't seem to be anything connecting here. There doesn't seem to be anything going on here. By the way, Moktada El Sadr has pulled out of all, I think it's 30 of the ministries or 30 of the parliamentary seats that he controls, and five of the ministries, they've all walked. All right, four open lines here at 303-713-7600, 632, 32 minutes past the hour. I suppose I could probably get you to get off your half moons and probably call in if I ask some kind of suitable question. But I'm not sure that there is a question. Other than to stand back and to see all of this and think to yourself, what? How? How did we arrive at this position? How did we get in this position? Then I could ask a ridiculous question like, well, should Maliki be punished for not showing up? And that is a ridiculous question. But I don't know. Maybe you think I'm making too much of this. And you'd rather talk about Kid Rock's divorce. We could get into that, too. But let me cap it off by saying this. I come in every single morning, and I always look at the obits of our fallen soldiers, of the ones that have lost their lives. Somebody at a Morgan Carroll party, thank you party last night, made a really important point to me. It's like we're not even at war. It's like here on the home front, things are normal. Yet we've got people dying. It troubles me. I find it to be troubling. 634, 34 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're not out of the woods yet. Problems starting to roll in, so no question the slick roads are the culprit. You want to watch out northbound 25 approaching Santa Fe. We had a car spin out there. Southbound 25, two cars spun out, one facing the wrong way just after Broadway. And we had a two-car wreck westbound I-70 out of traffic near Pena, and a possible problem westbound C-470 at Quebec. Again, don't get too complacent. You need to take it easy. Watch out for these icy patches. As far as the high country, no issues yet. We're free of any chain restrictions.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Afternoon tickets are on sale at all King Supers or ticketswest.com. Kids tickets are only $10. Watch as the Dragon Slayer, Spider-Man, El Matador compete head-to-head, plus a lot of other trucks. And they'll also have motorcycle freestyle backflips and tough trucks. It's great to take the kids to. Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell from Rockies will be there with free hats and autographs. So stop by Rockies this Saturday. Now, that's this Saturday from noon until 2, and spin the prize wheel for your chance to win tickets and for extreme deals and matching down incentives. Rockies has got over 650 vehicles on the lot. These are clean, late model, used cars. Great deals at Rockies. And with the weather outside, now's the time to start thinking about four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive. They got them all. The selection is huge. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve and Jason. They handle that. And check out the inventory. Or get down there in person and see my friends, the Alshire Brothers and Spanky and all the gang working at Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they're located, of course, at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Where are you going? It's a simple question, but the answer may not be so clear. For over 40 years, Colorado Technical University has been helping people just like you improve their lives and advance their careers through quality education. At CTU, our bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees are taught in a fast, focused, and fun environment from faculty that truly care about student success. CTU also offers resume-enhancing professional certificates that can help graduates gain recognition in their chosen industry. Please join us at our Denver Tech Center campus on Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Colorado Technical University Graduate Degree Open House and learn how you can earn your master's degree in as little as 16 months. Again, that's this Saturday from 10 to 1. Call 303-362-2900 to reserve your seat today for this exciting event. Colorado Technical University, 303-362-2900. Where are you going?
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 70, mostly sunny skies. Good to have you along. Get any part of the show on podcast at am760.net or IM me at am760.net. 303-713-7600. We're talking about what's happening in Iraq with the president being snubbed the other day by al-Maliki and about the panel, the Baker-Hamilton panel. Now the report is due out December the 6th, but parts of it are beginning to leak out, and the bipartisan Iraq study group has reached a consensus. They reached it yesterday on a final report that will call for a gradual pullout of the 15 American combat brigades now in Iraq, but stop short of setting a firm timetable for their withdrawal, according to people familiar with the panel's deliberations. And, of course, here was George Bush's statement. Here was Bush's statement about us leaving Iraq.
But there's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to pull our troops off the battlefield before the mission is complete.
Yeah, maybe the question I ought to be asking right now is, what do you think completing the mission is? Because this is the big question that I always end up asking conservatives. And I ask everybody, liberals, conservatives, progressives, I don't care where you stand, I always ask the same question. If victory is the goal, if the mission being complete is the goal, then describe to me what that is. And I can't get, particularly for those who support the war, I can't get any kind of an answer that I can get my arms around. And maybe what it amounts to is maybe I'm just not smart enough to catch on to it. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you today?
Hi, Steve.
I disagree with your statement you had a couple of minutes ago. You know, I think the electorate spoke. I'm a conservative. I think the electorate spoke. And the Democrats absolutely have the power to get the troops out. And apparently that's what the American people want.
Well, the only way they can do that, the only way they really could do it, would be to take the one step they're not going to take and the one step that nobody in America wants or would support, and that would be to defund the war. And none of us would go along with that.
Well, but then we have two choices, Jay. We either defund the war or we get behind it and do what needs to be done.
All right, well, what in your mind... Being conservative, in your mind, what needs to be done?
Well, at this point, I would say that guys like al-Sadr, we simply tell him, along with the Iraqi government, you are either going to get on board with the way that we're going to do things, which is going to be a free society. You are free to have your religion, but you're not going to impose it on anybody, or you are an enemy of the state, and we're going to come after you. And anyone that's like you, we're going to do the exact same thing. And I'll tell you what else I would do. If I was the commander on the ground of the troops, American troops in Iraq, I would go on national television and say the next time one of my troops drives down a street and there's a improvised explosive device that goes off, within 2 hours you better get out of there because I'm going to level the entire block. So you have two choices. If you're not an insurgent, then you better start coming to us and letting us know who is, because otherwise, when my men die, your city block is gone. We've been playing this game with them for too long now. The problem is, I understand we want to do things and minimize civilian casualties, minimize collateral damage, and I don't disagree with that, but that's not working.
Well, my response to that would be that that's been tried before and it doesn't work. Let me point out two areas where it doesn't. Sadr represents an idea as well as representing a man.
I agree.
You kill him, somebody else will take his place.
Then we kill them too.
Well, all right. So, and then number two, the Soviets tried that. They tried it in Afghanistan. It was called the Scorched Earth Policy. And it didn't work.
Well,
they tried it. They tried it, and it didn't work. Then the other problem you have is the Iraqi army is incapable at this particular time, and the police are incapable at this particular time of doing what you're asking because they're infiltrated with insurgents. They're infiltrated with death squads, and they're infiltrated with people who are part of the sectarian violence.
I understand, Jay, but here's the issue on the other side, and this is the part that frustrates me. I don't know how many people understand exactly what Ahmadinejad said yesterday in his letter to the American people, but it was pretty clear. We will capitulate, or we will face the consequences. Now, this guy has made it crystal clear that he thinks that he can bring on the 12th Mahdi, and he can do that by starting a world war. He's also stated that he is more than willing to exchange the lives of every Jew in Israel for however many they can kill in Iran when there's a nuclear strike that takes place. He has basically said with his nice words that, Americans, you're good people, but you're going to become Islamic because that's the way that I think things should be, or you're going to face the consequences. And I understand that especially those on the left want to disassociate Iraq from the war on terror. But I don't know how you can when you have guys like al-Sadr, Ahmadinejad, Osama bin Laden. These guys may have their own separate little issues or separate fronts that they fight on, but, Jay, they fight for the same ideology. And I guarantee
you... Well, how you separate that is because Sadr is fighting for only one thing. Sadr is fighting for Sunni dominance and power inside of Iraq. He is not. He only views us as the enemy because we're there. Ahmadinejad...
I disagree. He views us as an enemy because we're infidels. And you're right. His number one goal,
and what that whole sectarian struggle is about power. And his number one goal is about gaining control of Iraq, not about destroying the United States.
That's his number one goal. I don't disagree.
We would not be in this situation dealing with him in the situation we're in had we not gone there. That's number one. And now, to get on to Ahmadinejad, Ahmadinejad is only one piece of the Iranian puzzle. He is not a monolithic dictator. He has people he has to answer to, including the mullahs, and he also has to answer to the business interests in Iran. And what he's seeking to do is he's seeking to put his country on the world stage, and we have helped him do that. And I wouldn't worry for one second about the Israelis. They can take care of themselves. But all of the peripheral things that you have brought up here do not address the principal problem that we are stuck in, which is we are stuck in Iraq, and there is no viable plan to get out. And what you have advocated, which is to try to lock the country down and use force, we don't have the troops to do it. And on top of that, we can't get the help from the Iraqi army. And on top of that, it's been tried before and won't work.
Well, I obviously you and I are not going to agree on many of those points, but here's the issue. I don't disagree with you when it comes to al-Sadr. You're right. His immediate plans are for power in Iraq. But the fact of the matter is his overall goal, Jay, is the same as every Islamic fascist out there, which is to eventually see some sort of world dominance.
Well, that was the goal of the communists too. And my answer to that is fine. I'm not scared of that.
But
I think under the right resources and being smart about what you do, we can defend ourselves.
Jay, I don't disagree with you.
We beat the Soviets.
Yeah, but the difference is the Soviets, the Mad Doctrine worked. I don't think the Mad Doctrine is going to work with a group of people.
Then we'll come up with another doctrine. What do you think? We don't have the versatility and the ability to be... You know what? To say that we have to be there, Steve, in order to protect ourselves here, you might as well take out a big advertisement that says we are incapable of protecting our own shores, and I don't agree with that at all.
Well, I agree with what you're saying there, but the point is, Jay, I think that either we resolve the problem now, or let's assume just for a moment that only 10% of the Muslim world is radical in the sense that Osama bin Laden is, okay? That's 100 million people.
So
what? So, Jay, if you have 100 million people out there who are willing to give their lives in the name of Islam, that's a lot of people that are willing to die.
Hey, how old are you?
38.
Okay, did you live through the Cuban Missile Crisis?
No, I did not.
All right. Well, you know what? We survived that, and I did, and we survived it, and we survived
it.
I'm not missing the point. The point is that we're capable of taking care of ourselves, and that the argument about having to fight that over there so that they don't follow us home is the exact same argument that was used during Vietnam, and that didn't pan out either. Thanks, Steve. I got to go.
Thanks.
649, it's...
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Recommends you step away from the gingerbread men and step into the shower. Lather, rinse, dare to deep condition. Suave. Say yes to beautiful without paying the price.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Wednesday morning, 6:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 30. Good to have you along here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we're going to talk about this on and off all morning, the developments in Iraq. Bad violence yesterday in the city of Bakuba. Let's go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
This conservative caller you just had, God, if they're all like this, it's no wonder they're idiotic enough to vote for Bush.
No, don't say that. Steve's a good guy.
Well, I don't care. There's so many holes in his arguments, it's not even funny. First off, this of all the things that he put out there, the dumbest one was, we're going to blow up, you know, we're going to flatten the block if there's an IED that goes off. Well, an improvised explosive device is set left on a timer or has a remote control or a sensor. The guy who sets the bomb is long gone. So his solution is to flatten, you know, 3-4 city blocks of homes of people who just happen to live where somebody put an IED. Can you imagine the backlash from such a thing?
Well, it'd be huge.
They already can't stand having us there. How much worse would that make it? What people like Steve don't really understand is that there is no military solution to what is going on in Iraq.
Well, that's what Henry Kissinger says, and Colin Powell yesterday said it's a civil war.
Yeah. I mean, there is no way for us to solve this militarily. We could send in a million U.S. soldiers, and we still wouldn't be able to solve this militarily. Because at this point, it's already denigrated into a batch of sectarian violence that has nothing to do with, you know, whether we can make the country democratic or not. And one of Steve's points was, oh, you know, they need to get on board. This is going to be a democracy. These folks are not interested in that. Okay? The Shia have been suppressed in Iraq for hundreds of years. And they don't care about sharing power with the group that primarily supported Saddam Hussein. They have no interest in that whatsoever, especially since they make up the vast majority of the country. Because the Shia make up over 70% of Iraq's population.
Yeah, the United States military, the Pentagon estimates that the outside foreign fighters only make up 3-4% at this point.
I know, and Bush is going around the country saying, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Well, Al-Qaeda has nothing to do with what's going on in Iraq.
No, that's very, very true.
I hate to say this, but what's going on in Iraq was precipitated and caused by the U.S. invasion of that country.
But the question here is, how in the world do we get ourselves out? And what I see coming up is I see a clash of wills coming up after January between Democrats, disaffected Republicans, and the White House.
And I agree with you, because Bush has made it clear in all of his travels in the last week and a half or so and speeches that he's given that he really hasn't changed his mind about anything. This Iraq study group, he has no intention of following whatever it proposes. He just, you know what, and there's got to be something in the background of that. I don't know whether it's the oil, the permanent bases we're building. You know, he has no intention of giving up a U.S. presence in that country. And there's got to be something that's going on behind the scenes that we don't know
about. How about just can't admit he's wrong?
Well, that too. I mean, but, you know, there's nothing good that's going to come out of this. Nothing. All we're going to do is create a client state of Iran that's closely allied with the Shia mullahs in that country. That's all we're going to do. That's the inevitable outcome of what's going to go on here. Now, whether there's a huge civil war in the interim that causes hundreds of thousands of deaths, which is a distinct possibility, because as the Stephen Hadley memo showed yesterday, al-Maliki has no interest in shutting down Sadr and his militia.
Because he draws on him for support.
Yeah, they're right now, they're embarked on a campaign to see if they can wipe out the Sunni population of Baghdad. That's what they're trying to do. And how the U.S. presence there can try and stop that situation, I don't know. Right now, all our troops right now in Iraq are nothing but targets.
Well,
that's all they are.
Let me float this by you. Let me float this by you. You know what we ought to be doing in this country?
Go ahead.
We ought to be doing it. Talk radio on the right ought to be doing it. People in the middle ought to be doing it. Everybody ought to be doing it. We ought to stop assignment of blame, and what we ought to do is sit down and collectively figure out how to get out of this situation, because it is apparent, if you look at the polls, it's apparent if you look at the polling, that the American people want an end to this untenable situation, and we need to come up with a solution on how to pull the plug on this, because it has gone way, 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 way too far.
And I agree with you, but the White House is going to be an impediment. Because he has no interest in leaving, and he doesn't care what the American people...
Then we just have to figure out a way around that. Kurt, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
Okay. Coming up, Christmas in Fort Collins and more on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up afternoon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Crisis at the cash register. Walmart, with its November sales down, the first drop in more than a decade, is now predicting its December holiday sales gain will be no better than 1%, probably worse. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Walmart's starting to lose some of its retail relevance, and it's going to be a long time turning around this company.
November has been strong for other store chains, from Sam's Club to JCPenney, and most analysts predicting a decent holiday shopping season. Walmart, the nation's biggest retailer, blames its struggles on the fact that low-income customers have had to spend more for gas and other necessities. And the government is just out with consumer spending figures for October, showing shoppers picked up the pace with the best numbers in 3 months. What a difference a day makes. In Amman, Jordan, a day after President Bush's meeting with Iraq's prime minister was scrapped, the two leaders sat down for 2 hours, then talked publicly about the common ground they found. Here's CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller.
Forget about the criticism of the Iraqi prime minister and that leaked White House memo. President Bush emerged from his talks with Nouri al-Maliki, calling him courageous and a strong leader.
He's the right guy for Iraq. And we're going to help him. And it's in our interest to help him for the sake of peace.
Mr. Bush dismissed notions of a quick, graceful exit from Iraq for U.S. troops, though the two leaders agreed to speed up training of Iraqi forces and giving al-Maliki more control of them. Mark Noller, CBS News, Amman, Jordan.
When he got back to Baghdad, Prime Minister al-Maliki called on lawmakers and cabinet members loyal to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr to end their government boycott. 35 walked out to protest the al-Maliki meeting with President Bush. The New York Times reports the Iraq Study Group will call for a gradual pullback of U.S. brigades in Iraq when the report comes out next week, but there will be no specific troop timetable. The debate rages on. Is it okay for employers to fire workers who smoke, even though they don't light up on the job? The people at Scott's Lawn Products think so.
Smoking is an unhealthy practice. That's an irrefutable point. And we choose not to underwrite the risk associated with that.
Scott's fired a Massachusetts worker who tested positive for nicotine in a drug test. Now Scott Rodriguez is suing.
They can eventually start taking every little thing away. You know, just like, you know, someone who's a compulsive overeater, they might say, well, you know, we don't want to hire you because you're unhealthy.
When police in Lakeland, Florida came to help a man trapped in the jaws of a 12-foot alligator before dawn yesterday, their jaws dropped.
We don't know why he was naked. In Polk County, we say he was buck naked. He didn't even have his socks on.
Naked, high on crack, and in big trouble. The gator almost tore off one of the man's arms, but the sheriff's deputies were able to get him out and drag him from the muddy lake. Before the bell, S&P futures are trading about a point higher as we look toward the opening of Wall Street in a half an hour. This is CBS News.
Hey guys, like Dockers? There's no better place than the men's store inside JCPenney to find the best selection of men's Dockers. And this weekend, you'll find big savings on Dockers, pants, shirts, and accessories. For you big and tall guys, the only place to find Dockers big and tall sweaters is the men's store inside JCPenney. Shop this weekend and find all sweaters 50% off now through Saturday. It's all inside the men's store inside JCPenney. See store for details. Sale ends December 2nd.
Well, we're here with CompUSA computer expert Meg Pixel.
Hiya, Bob.
Meg, I'm getting my brother Stu a notebook computer this holiday.
Oh, he's also going to need software, a bag, an optical mouse.
Wait. I don't like Stu that much.
Oh, relax, Bob. At CompUSA, you can get complete gift packs.
Uh-huh.
You start with your main item, like a Sony Vaio C140 notebook, now with $150 instant savings, and then save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more.
So I can get everything Stu needs?
Exactly. There are lots of complete gift packs to choose. See your local CompUSA for details.
What a guy I am. He usually gets me a bun warmer.
Mike Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The driver of a minivan that careened off the snow-packed Interstate 70 with 14 passengers inside is in jail now. Suspicion of human smuggling. It's a new crime under the state law. Four people died in that accident. Single-digit temperatures still this morning. It's prompting some closures and delays in schools and some businesses. Developmental Disabilities Resource Center open today. They are not providing transportation, however. Widefield District 3, a two-hour delay and no preschool or kindergarten in the morning. Swink on a two-hour delay. Pikes Peak Christian School with a delayed start. Our Lady of Rosary Academy is delayed until 10 o'clock this morning. Emmanuel Lutheran School, a two-hour delay, no AM preschool or AM kindergarten this morning. Honey Reorganized District 3 is on a two-hour delay. Denver Academy of Court reporting a one-hour delay. Colorado Springs Christian Schools are on a delayed start. And Colorado Springs District 11 on a two-hour delayed start. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We're loaded up now for your eastbound commute, 6th Avenue out of Lakewood. As usual, Highway 36 busy out of Boulder and again approaching the I-25 merge. Eastbound C-470 stop and go across Highlands Ranch. That due in part to a crash on the westbound side near Quebec. So far, no major issues for eastbound I-70. We're just getting heavy volume out of Wheat Ridge and toward 225. Outside the city, problems for I-25 south. We've had a rollover on the northbound side at Greenland. Weather today, sunny and cold, high of 28, currently clear in 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Heading up to the mountains? You can get everything you need for a full day of skiing or snowboarding at your neighborhood King Soopers, like great lunch foods, snacks and refreshments, even lift tickets. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Top three reasons I'm shopping for gifts at the Home Depot. Number three, power tools to make my son-in-law a better man. Number two, my wife will jump for joy over a new wine fridge. And number one, I don't have to pay for any of it for a long time.
The Home Depot has gifts for everyone on your list. And right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card on purchases store-wide. Happy holidays from the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 12/6 in U.S. only. See store for details.
I would also make the construction of mosques illegal in America and the speaking of English only in the streets of the United States the law.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
That's what I want for Christmas, Daddy. I want an America where they look, sound, and act just like me, so I can be totally and completely secure. Good morning. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 30. I have this terrible habit of tapping my foot when I talk, and it's making a noise here. I've got to stop doing that. Don't we all have habits like that? You just know you have to stop doing it. But you just can't. You just can't. You just can't. You can't stop. And cigarette smoking is kind of that way. Now, I had no intentions of talking about this story. And I think if you've listened to me before, you know. I don't like cigarette smoking. Yes, I used to smoke. Didn't we all? But I quit. Now, for me, I quit not because for better health reasons, not because it was too expensive, none of those reasons, not because my clothes smelled, my hands smelled, the upholstery in my car smelled, the upholstery in my house smelled. The walls smelled. My breath smelled. It was embarrassing to go to the dentist when they would clean your teeth. I didn't quit for any of those reasons. I quit for this simple reason. That the place I was working at the time, the place I was working, they, way ahead of the law, way ahead of the state law, way ahead of anything else, they enacted a no-smoking building. And what we were used to doing is we were used to sitting on the air and we were used to smoking, having a cigarette and engaging in a root conversation. And they said no cigarettes. And I said, okay, well, no cigarettes. Well, if I had to be somewhere for 4 hours and I couldn't smoke, because the only break you got was at the top of the hour and it was only 5 minutes for the news, and you couldn't get out of the building because we were at downtown and you just couldn't get down to street level in time to have a cigarette, I just went from 4 hours to 5 hours to 6 hours to 7 hours to 8 hours to 9 hours, and then no more smoking. I just stopped. And it wasn't only until months later that I realized how much I really didn't like smoking and how terrible of a habit it really is, and about how much I didn't like secondhand smoke and how much I didn't really like to smell smoke, and that I could do without the whole thing. The last time somebody sat down next to me with a cigarette was in Las Vegas. And I politely, I felt uncomfortable doing this, but I politely asked the woman to move. Or maybe I said, but blow the cigarette smoke the other way. So my feeling is if you want to smoke, even though you know what the health hazards are of smoking, if you want to smoke and that's what you want to do, then you ought to be able to do it as long as you don't subject me to it. In other words, if I go into a bar, which I don't go into bars, but let's say that I did, or a restaurant, or an auto dealership, or any other public place, and you're smoking, then, in my opinion, you're subjecting me to it. Now, if you want to stand out back, or out in the parking lot in the open air, and you want to smoke out there, fine. That's none of my business. But we have this story this morning, which just now came over the news. And I said to John Turk, grab this, because I would love to see what people think about this. I would love to see what the consensus is about this. A Buzzard Bay man, actually it's buzzards, plural, a Buzzards Bay man has sued the Scotts Company, the lawn care giant, for firing him after a drug test showed nicotine in his urine, including that he had violated a company policy forbidding employees to smoke on or off the job. The suit was filed yesterday in Suffolk Superior Court. It's highly unusual because it involves an employee who was terminated for engaging in legal activities away from the workplace. The lawyer who filed the complaint said he believes it is the first of its kind in the state. And this is in Massachusetts. Scott announced last year that it would no longer hire tobacco users. Company officials said was intended to improve employee wellness and drive down the company's health care costs. But civil libertarians say it violates personal privacy rights and could be used to mask age discrimination or other illegal behavior. Employers should be greatly concerned about how employees perform their jobs and what happens in the workplace, but how employees want to lead their private lives is their own business, said Boston lawyer Harvey A. Schwartz, who represents Scott Rodriguez in his civil rights and privacy violation lawsuit against Scotts. The next thing they're going to say is you don't get enough exercise. Both your parents died of a heart attack at the age of 45, so we don't want to hire you because you're more likely to need medical care, Schwartz said. I don't think anybody ought to be smoking cigarettes, but as long as it's legal, it's none of the employer's business, as long as it doesn't impact the workplace. Jim Scott, a Scott spokesman, said company lawyers had not seen the lawsuit and they would not comment. All right, how far do you allow, and we've been over this before on this show, last time we got into this, it was about marijuana. How far does the company have a right to control your life and to dictate to you what you can and cannot do? I think, even though I don't like cigarette smoking, and John Turk, who does smoke, says sarcastically to me, well, you undo the story because any chance you take to take a shot at cigarette smokers, you'll take it. I think this guy's got a case. And I think the Scotts company is wrong.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, because if he wants to go home and smoke on his own or outside of the business, what, and it's not illegal, what business is it of the companies? And this guy, this lawyer, this Schwartz lawyer, he's absolutely right. Where are they going to start drawing the line on this kind of stuff? You know, they're going to start saying to you, well, listen, healthcare is going astronomically up. We live in a society now where we treat things at the point of medication, not like the old days. And our actuary here was going through your drug list, and you're taking a lot of medication. Let's say you're taking medication for type 2 diabetes. You're taking medication for high blood pressure. You're taking medication for depression. You're taking medication for to thin your blood. You're taking medication for an irregular heartbeat. We recommend some lifestyle changes for you. And then you say to your employer, well, you recommend some lifestyle changes for me. How much... What do you mean by recommend? Well, we're using the word recommend politely, but what we really mean is we're saying you will do this. So you will go work out, and you will cut down on your caloric intake, and we expect you to get 50 pounds off by the end of next year. Or the consequences will be that we will reserve the right to terminate you. Now, you may be listening to this and you may be thinking, well, Jay's over-exaggerating. But you know something? This could be the next step. And I'm not over-exaggerating, because these companies, they take a look at the bottom line. And one of the growing bottom lines in American industry now is health care coverage. This is one of the big things. And it's getting more and more and more expensive. It's getting more expensive for you, and it's getting more expensive for them. And they're all about maximizing profit and cutting down on cost and flattening out budgets. And if they could legally get away with telling you how to lead your life after you leave your place of employment, they would do it. As much as they would all rush into this studio right now and say, Jay, here you go with your progressive, liberal, anti-corporate attitude. You're lying again, but you know what? That's not true, because that's what they're all about. And they're about their return to their shareholders, which means that they want to hold costs down. And you know what? Think about this, too. We live in a country where civil liberties, okay, the idea of civil liberties, that idea of civil liberties is evaporating. It's evaporating. And a lot of the public either doesn't understand the law or willingly goes along with it under the guise of security, or it's sold to them as some way to make them feel better and to help them out. So the companies go and they say, okay, well, listen, you know, this thing about not hiring smokers and about controlling what people eat and how many times you go to McDonald's and how many times you do this and do that and how many times you have a beer and how many times you do that. Yes, we understand that it sounds intrusive. We understand that. We get that, people. We understand that it sounds intrusive. However, here's what we can do for you. If we can get X amount of people to commit to this program, we can save X amount of dollars, which means we can give you a bigger Christmas bonus, which means we can get the price of the stock up, which is stock you hold in your 401k. And suddenly people go, yeah, not a bad idea, because in the end, it's all about me. See, you could sell that to people and they'd buy it. All right, do you agree with the Scotts company here? Should they be allowed to fire this guy for smoking off the job? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. And how far should a company be able to go to manage your behavior? Three open lines at 303-713-7600. And I'd love to hear whether you think the Scott Company is right or whether you think this is a slam dunk and they're wrong. Do you agree with it or don't you? Get up off your half moons. Get plugged in.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country. All in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
There, no doubt, black ice is the culprit, and icy patches being reported all the way to the Raton Pass. Same for the city, where we've had a number of cars sliding around the interstates, still clearing a wreck westbound C-470 at Quebec. That's really slowing down the eastbound lanes as well. And on I-70, ice issues between Denver and the Kansas state line, treacherous driving conditions into the mountains all the way to Grand Junction. Weather today, sunny and cold, looking for a high of only 28. Right now, clear and 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
As the nation's 13th largest home builder, Meritage Homes is excited to introduce to Denver their unique approach to home building. They've carefully chosen 6 distinctive neighborhoods to debut over 20 different and unique floor plans. Visit MeritageColorado.com today and discover the Meritage difference.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Where are you going? It's a simple question, but the answer may not be so clear. For over 40 years, Colorado Technical University has been helping people just like you improve their lives and advance their careers through quality education. At CTU, our bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees are taught in a fast, focused, and fun environment from faculty that truly care about student success. CTU also offers resume-enhancing professional certificates that can help graduates gain recognition in their chosen industry. Please join us at our Denver Tech Center campus on Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Colorado Technical University Graduate Degree Open House and learn how you can earn your master's degree in as little as 16 months. Again, that's this Saturday from 10 to 1. Call 303-362-2900 to reserve your seat today for this exciting event. Colorado Technical University, 303-362-2900. Where are you going?
If you're out Christmas shopping and the budget's really lean, stop in at Checker Auto, where our gifts will save you green. A Jack, a Ramp, a tool, a mat to keep the car floor clean. All from Checker, your low-price shopping scene.
This holiday season, shop at Checker Auto Parts and save a bundle on gifts. Checker has what guys really want, like our 3-in-1 digital cameras. It's a PC cam, a still cam, or a camcorder in 2 styles, only $19.99 each. Or how about a 2.3 cubic foot beverage refrigerator for the office or garage? Or maybe a 13-inch color TV with built-in DVD player. Your choice, just $89 each. All this plus MP3 players, truck accessories, generators, power tools, and lots more. And for do-it-yourselfers who like to shop for themselves, don't forget a Checker gift card. Buy one for any amount. So write out that list, and we'll see you at the auto parts store.
Tis the season for Checker Auto Parts.
Another holiday season, and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military home.
The Scott Company, you know, you probably buy their stuff to put on your lawn in the summertime and in the spring and the summer. They've fired a guy for smoking off the job. They used to call this in law enforcement, and pardon my French here, But they used to call in law enforcement pissing hot in a bottle. But this guy did it, and it turned out to be nicotine in his urine. Now, do you support the company's right to control people's actions off of the job? Amy in Thornton. Amy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
I'm actually a registered nurse.
Oh, okay.
And I do find it interesting that the reason you quit smoking was because your company, you know, issued a policy that you could not smoke while you're at work. And a lot of people do quit smoking by the little steps that you made, so congratulations on that.
Oh, well, thanks.
Do I think that companies ought to control what employees legally do off of job? No. I think that's a little too intrusive into my personal life. Do I think companies should provide programs in which to make their employees healthier, therefore reducing the cost of their health insurance? Absolutely, because it's going to be money well spent, and they will get big returns on their dollars that they spend.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. If you want to come in out of the cold, and you want to go to your employer and you want to say, look, I got to quit smoking and I need help to do it,
mm-hmm.
and the employer says, yeah, well, we'd like you to because it's in our interest, and it holds down sick days and it holds down costs. Sure, we'll help you out with that. That's fine. But to have random drug testing and then find out that, you know, you had a Winston because a Winston tastes good like a cigarette should, and then they pop you for that
exactly.
and say you're fired, to me that's way out of bounds.
It is, because, I mean, that is something that our society allows us to legally do. So, yes, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, because if it's illegal, then that's one thing, but if it's legal, that's something else.
Exactly. Well, I also want to say thank you so much for being on the air. My family used to live in Colorado. We had to move away due to the economy, but fortunately my husband was able to find a wonderful job and bring us back. Before we closed on our house, got our driver's license, and registered our cars, we registered to vote because we had 4 days in which to do so before the cutoff so we could vote in this election.
Well, God bless you, Amy. Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work, and I'm glad you stopped smoking.
Oh, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Keith in Evergreen. Keith, you're on AM 760.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Hi, Keith.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, man, 2 weeks after surgery, I've dropped 35 pounds already.
They set my surgery date yesterday. I'm going in December the 26th to have gastric bypass.
You cannot believe how awesome this thing is. It was painless. I mean, I felt nothing. I came home. My blood pressure, diabetes medicines are gone. I no longer have to take the pills.
I can't wait, man. I'm just counting down the days.
It's just awesome. Anyway, smoking. My company does not hire smokers. Just flat out don't do it. I can't do it. I run a business where we're in customers' houses, and I can't do it to my customers. Personally, I'm not a smoker. I can't stand the smell. Other than Turk, who's high on my list of great people who smoke, I can't do it. But if you're home and you want to smoke a cigarette, I don't see how they can tell you what to do. That's unheard of.
All right, so let me get this straight, Keith. If I applied for a job with your company and got hired and never had a cigarette on the job and you never saw me with a cigarette, but I smoked at home or at social events, and I don't know, does your company drug test?
No, we don't.
Okay. But somehow you suspected I was smoking. Would you then...
I'm going to redo my statement. We don't... If you can go through a day without smoking on the job, then I don't have any problem with it. So it's not the fact that they're a smoker. It's the fact that they can't smoke on the job. If he wants to smoke in his car before we start and come back in the end of the day and smoke on the way home, that's his business. Thank God he's got his rights to do that, but not while we're working. I just can't have it.
All right, well, you know what? I think that's fair, because, I mean, suppose you worked in a dynamite factory.
Yeah, I mean, we just work where fire danger is very high, and we just can't have it. It's detrimental to my customers. It makes us look more professional without it, and that's our policy.
Okay, so it doesn't mirror the Scott Company, because you don't drug test, and if somebody smokes at home but then doesn't smoke when they're working for you,
I'm a Democrat, man. Yeah. Everybody has rights to do what they want to do.
You basically have no quarrel with them, right?
Not whatsoever. They're welcome to do. I mean, they have right to do what they want, but they know right up before they start work, you know, no smoking on the job. If you can make it all day, I've had guys walk right out of my office And I've had guys try it. And, you know, I've had guys want to follow me in their own cars, not use the company truck, so they can go out and take a break in their own car and smoke a cigarette. And I don't have any problem with that. It's just not on the site. And, but, you know, obviously health reasons, all the documentation shows the stuff is bad for you. I mean, I can't see somebody wanting to kill themselves. I would hate to see Turk go too soon, because who's going to play all the damn music on your show?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I talk to him about it all the time. Keith, take care, man.
Take care, Jay.
All right, we'll see you.
Love you, buddy.
Jay, if I can chime in real quick. I used to work in construction. I understand what Keith is saying. But not, and when he called in, he told me this on the phone, that, you know, he doesn't want his employees finishing their cigarette butts and just chucking their butts out on the site where they're doing their landscaping. I mean, all you have to do is ask your employees not to chuck their cigarette butts, throw them in your pocket, throw them in the trash can.
No, you don't want your employees smoking on site, because the people who own the land or the work site come up, they don't want to see a bunch of guys standing around puffing cigarettes. Can't you accept not being able to smoke on the work site?
Yeah, but let's say a lunch break. If you don't,
no.
You know, I mean, on lunch break,
no.
You cannot smoke
no.
on the work site?
No, you cannot. You find that to be unreasonable?
No, not necessarily. But I think some of his reasoning when he first told me that, you know, he didn't want people throwing their cigarette butts all over the work site.
I think that reasoning is perfectly perfectly honest. I hate people who throw out cigarette butts, particularly people who throw cigarette butts out on the street.
So do I. I don't. I use my ashtray, throw it in the trash, or, you know, if I happen to be outside,
okay.
I empty the tobacco and put the butt in my pocket.
But not everybody's you. The rules are made to cover the majority, not the minority of lawbreakers. One line open at 303-713-7600. Too bad we don't have smoke that cigarette by text. So T-Texas Tyler. We don't have that song? It's a perfect song to play. Let's bring in our faith and values correspondent here, Gina.
Good morning, Jay.
At 7:31, you don't smoke, do you?
I have struggled with that addiction on and off for a good part of my life. Right now, I'm not.
Are you smoking?
No, right now I am not.
How long has it been since you've had a cigarette?
It's been... been a few weeks.
What do the scriptures say about smoking?
Well, it's not a good thing. You know, it's...
You're defiling your temple.
That's right. So that's why I work hard not to.
Why can't you quit?
Well, I have. I did quit for many, many years. And then, I don't know, you know, you get into a point in your life, circumstances or whatever, and you kind of fall back on that sometimes.
Quitting's tough.
It's really hard because, you know, I'm sure as Turk knows, if you like it, just be honest. If you like,
do you like
smoking,
it?
Then it's very hard. And I have to admit, when I smoked, I liked to smoke.
Do you like the feel of a firm, fresh, well-packed, well-defined tube of American-grown tobacco products?
It can have a calming effect, for sure.
I love smoking.
And it's so bad, you know, but see, most people that can't quit, that's because they just love it.
Yeah, but what about the smell and all that?
It's bad. My husband hates it, and so that's one of the reasons.
I mean, doesn't your car smell like cigarette smoke?
No, I don't smoke in the car. When I did smoke, I did not smoke in the car.
Where do you go?
And
like,
I don't smoke
in
the house.
If you don't smoke in the house, you don't smoke in the car. When it's like 8 degrees out, like today, what, do you go stand in the backyard bundled up and smoke out there?
Well, I'm not currently smoking, but I suppose if I was, that's what I would do. I'd put on my coat and I'd go stand outside. Yeah.
All right, do you think the Scott Company has a right to fire this guy for smoking away from the job?
No, I don't. I think it's none of their business. I think it's an outrageous invasion of privacy.
So you're not into that?
No, I don't think... Why? What did they...
You know, I'll tell you something else I'm not into, too. This will really drive everybody nuts. I know you'll disagree with me on this one. I'm against drug testing.
Wow.
I think it's an invasion of your Fourth Amendment rights. Because I know companies that drug test on hearsay.
Sure. Well, I would agree with you on that point. However, you know, certain professions, how catastrophic would it be if somebody was doing, you know, using, and some terrible accident happened? I mean, there's a lot of professions that, you know, so I see why they drug test.
Well, if you're working with somebody in one of those professions and that person's using drugs, you turn them in.
Yeah, but you don't always know.
Oh, you know.
So I think the company has to protect themselves in that vein.
Yeah,
I don't know. Liability.
I just find that leads at times, and I've known where it's led at times, to selective prosecution. Okay, it's 7:34, 34 minutes after 7, and let's selectively prosecute the traffic.
All right, Jake. We've had a lot of slipping and sliding in and out of the city. Icy roads still a problem for us. We've had a new wreck westbound I-70 at Monaco. Two cars there. Westbound 270 at Quebec. Still dealing with slowdowns on C-470 through Highlands Ranch and Lone Tree due to a crash we had on the westbound side near Quebec. And eastbound I-70, just really a lot of stop and go.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760.
Progressive Talk.
What if you didn't follow the path everyone else takes? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Peace Corps volunteers provide hope and take action against AIDS. Find out more tonight at 6:30 at the Daniels Fund, 101 Monroe Street in Denver, or go to peacecorps.gov.
Once again, Thermal Advantage is looking to test a new high-tech window for energy efficiency. If you missed out the last time, don't make the same mistake. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their home. 12 months energy bills prior to installation and 12 months post-installation will be required of participants. Your local power provider should work with you on this opportunity to receive new windows for your home. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Some fees do apply.
It's closer than you think, so don't miss the Joseph A. Bank Holiday Sale. Sport coats and blazers, $169. That's a huge selection of our famous executive sport coats and blazers. Now, $169. All cashmere blazers, $299. Even a huge selection of signature suits, $299. And select executive suits and business express suit separates, $199. How about $200? Off every leather jacket, plus the entire stock of signature silk sweaters, regularly $79.50, now $29. The Joseph A. Bank Holiday Sale. Sport coats and blazers, $169. Plus silk sweaters, only $29. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton. Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
The TomTom Give event. Give a TomTom and they'll give you $50 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give one to yourself. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Fading away. You're looking at me. I got nothing to say. Don't make me angry with the games that you play. Either light up or leave me alone.
Good morning. 7:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 30. Under mostly sunny skies, and we're talking about this story in the Boston Globe this morning about the Scott Lawn Company is fired or has fired a guy because during drug testing, it turns out they found out he smoked. Not marijuana, cigarettes. And do you agree with this idea? 303-713-7600. I can't imagine anybody going for this in any way, shape, or form, or thinking that this would, you know, would be okay. Here's Peter in Henderson. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Fine. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Okay. This is a friend of mine. He said, just listening to the Jay Marvin show. His name is Alan. He's probably listening now. He said, no. I said, I told him what was going on. And he said that he agrees with the company, and this was his reason. He says that he's worked around fertilizer his whole life. He says that in a fertilizer plant, there's a fine dust in the air that's highly explosive. He says that, in effect, what they did was they're not taking any chances that this person's addiction may cause him to light up a cigarette, fall on the job, and just blow up the whole plant and kill everybody.
Yeah, but that's not the point of the lawsuit. The point of the lawsuit is that it's well understood you can't smoke on the job, and this guy was not smoking on the job. The point is that they found out, the only way they found out that this guy was smoking was through drug testing him, and they found out that he was smoking outside the job. So this brings up the question, can an employer and should an employer be able to have the rights to control what you and I do away from our place of employment?
Well, I agree with you. I'm just presenting his argument. And it does occur to me. I mean, he looks at cigarette smoking as an addiction. And if we do see it as an addiction, then the question is whether an addict can control himself. I think, just looking at it from his perspective and what he was saying, and whether this
his perspective, though, is a straw dog. It's a false argument, because we're not debating about smoking on the job. We're talking about how far does the employer's control exert over the employee away from the job?
Well, perhaps in a fertilizer plant where that's highly explosive, or any chemical plant where there's highly explosive dust in the air like that, you know, maybe they have to take that precaution.
Why? For what reason? If I live 60 miles from the Scotts fertilizer plant, what, lighting up on my recliner 60 miles away from the plant's going to blow the fertilizer up? That's nonsense.
Well, no, I know it is, Jay. What I'm just presenting, like I said, his argument is that they can't trust that somebody's not going to.
Well, put him.
Not going to overcome them.
Put him on the phone and I'll talk to him about it.
I asked him to call you. He said he wouldn't.
Chicken.
I hope he's listening now. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
We've had evidence. Employee number 2425, we've had evidence that you've been going home every night and lighting up a Terrington on your recliner and watching the World Wrestling Entertainment Network. This could be a threat, a serious safety hazard to us at our fertilizer plant 150 freaking miles away. Please. Let's go to Jeff in Inglewood. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I got a couple thoughts here. One is, if I'm addicted to cigarettes and I can't find a job, am I entitled to some sort of disability?
No, because not everybody has that. You wouldn't be entitled to it for two reasons. One, because not everybody has that rule, and number two, I don't believe the rule can stand up in court.
Well, I'm just playing with you. If everybody has that rule,
okay. If everybody uniformly had it, then would you be entitled to disability?
Yeah. You know,
that's a really good argument.
If it's okay for this company, why isn't it? If it's okay, then it's okay for everybody.
Seems to me the only way they could deny you disability would be to say this. And I'm not an attorney. I wish we had what's his name on the program to answer the question, because he could tell us. Scott Turner. But the company probably could come to you. The company would probably try to come to you and say this. you knew when you took the job that we didn't want you to smoke, and you hid it from us, and we found out.
Right.
So therefore, you took the gig under false pretenses. Therefore, we don't owe you any disability at all.
Sure. Sure, but I think, you know, the real point here is that, you know, isn't this just another example of why we need a national health care system that takes the company out of this decision and, out of, you know, takes the pressure off the company to make these kind of decisions based on their health care costs?
Yeah, I think that's one. I think that's part and parcel of it, sure. I think it's absolutely true. I think you can also make the case on the against smoker side that simply because you're smoking, you try to make the argument that I'm not harming anybody but myself, but in reality that's not true because you're driving up healthcare costs and if, God forbid, you were to get some catastrophic disease due to it and you didn't have any money to pay for it and your health insurance took a powder on you, which happens all the time,
yeah,
then you might have to turn to the state's indigent fund, and then that's the taxpayers.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do think we need to take the pressure off companies so they don't make these sort of silly...
Yes.
Policies.
Well, we should be encouraging companies to be making health decisions that bring down costs and that benefit their employees in the long run, rather than ones that are just penalize employees. Yeah, I'm with you, Jeff, 100%.
Okay, take care. Have
All right,
day.
Man. Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, we got Alan the chicken on the line from Wheat Ridge. All right, Alan, you're on. Go.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, Alan, how are you?
A pleasure to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
Hey, I agree with the issue that, you know, the employer doesn't have the right to determine what you do in your own home. But in a fertilizer factory, the safety issue just precludes that particular right.
Yeah, but how?
Well, you have to look at tobacco as an addiction. I work in a program where we help young people get off of and stay off of drugs. And the hardest drug for them to quit is tobacco, is nicotine. You can quit heroin in about 5 days and be through with it, and a little bit longer for some other drugs. But tobacco addiction, you ask anybody who's addicted and trying to quit, you have the cravings for a year. It's a struggle. It's a battle for a year.
Well, I have been addicted to tobacco in the past, and so I know exactly what you're talking about. But I was also...
The only way I quit was by having pneumonia for 2 weeks.
But I was also capable of controlling my use and controlling my addiction while in the workplace.
Yeah, but the nature of addiction is that as long as you have it in your system and you're struggling with that craving, that it's really
difficult, and if you get not
everyone has the moral character and fiber of a J. Marvin.
Yeah, right. But if you get caught violating the law, and the law is no smoking in the workplace, and you get caught violating it, then you get punished for it, whether it's a suspension or whether it's termination. But you can't reach out to somebody who lives 35 miles away from their workplace and tell them that at 1 o'clock in the morning, when they're not at work, that they can't smoke. That's ridiculous. That would show me where legally that would ever stand up.
Well, here's the argument, Jay. How do you get caught smoking in a fertilizer factory? The thing blows up, Jay.
Okay, name me the last incident of that.
It blows up.
All right. I accept that. So name me the last incident of it.
Name you the what?
The last incident that the last time they had an explosion at a fertilizer factory, that it was because somebody was smoking a cigarette inside the shed.
Well, it was about 20 years ago in Missouri, if memory serves me right.
Well, maybe memory isn't serving you correctly, right?
Well, it's maybe residual tobacco left in me from 30 years ago.
My point to you is that you would step away from the building and probably go out back and cup a butt and smoke it that way. But once again, what you're advocating is you're advocating the employer coming basically off of the job site and coming into your home and regulating what you're going to do. And then I would turn around and answer that, Alan, by saying, fine, I'll agree to those circumstances, and I'll say, yes, you can do that, but I want to be on the clock. So you got to pay me 24 hours a day, too.
Well, just like national security issues preempt.
No, I don't buy national security issues preempt. No, I don't buy that.
So safety issues.
No, I don't buy that. I don't buy that it preempts the Constitution of the United States.
Safety issues do.
Oh, they do? In what example would you, like yelling fire in a crowded theater?
Well, sure.
Okay, but I don't see going to somebody's house 35 miles away from the plant and telling them that they can't smoke. I don't see that as being the same dire consequences.
They're not going to their house. They're doing it as a part of his employment at work.
They're controlling what you do off the job and penalizing
you for what you do on the job.
All right. You know what? We disagree, but I'll tell you this much, and I'll make this pledge to you. I'm so sure of my argument that this guy in the Boston Globe, he's going to win this court case. And when he does, you get back in contact with me, and I'll take you to lunch.
Well, and if I lose, I'll give you a free ride to the airport in my limo, Jay.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
All right, bud. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
Because I know I'm going to win. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, collision-free ride through Aurora on 225. Just a normal congestion northbound at Parker, southbound at Mississippi, and again into the Tech Center. Still really heavy volume on that north side, too, southbound 25 out of Thornton, North Glen. Again, we haven't seen any problems in those areas, but we are still dealing with wrecks on westbound I-70 at Monaco. Eastbound I-70, just a lot of stop-and-go from Federal up to the interstate. Westbound 270 at Quebec, we had a crash there, and we're still dealing with heavy volume. C-470, some stop and go traffic through Highlands Ranch and Lone Tree. Ice still an issue for I-25 either side of the metro area and I-70 out into the eastern plains and into the high country, so be careful. Weather today, sunny and cold, high of 28. Right now, clear and 5 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
One simple act will change two lives. Ed Asner, John Newton, and Alice Evans star
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. Book For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
You green, a Jack, a Ramp, a tool, a mat to keep the car floor clean. All from Checker, your low price shopping scene.
This holiday season, shop at Checker Auto Parts and save a bundle on gifts. Checker has what guys really want, like our 3-in-1 digital cameras. It's a PC cam, a still cam, or a camcorder in two styles, only $19.99 each. Or how about a 2.3 cubic foot beverage refrigerator for the office or garage? Or maybe a 13-inch color TV with built-in DVD player. Your choice, just $89 each. All this plus MP3 players, truck accessories, generators, power tools, and lots more. And for do-it-yourselfers who like to shop for themselves, don't forget a Checker gift card. Buy one for any amount. So write out that list, and we'll see you at the auto parts store.
Here's the season for Checker Auto Parts.
7:52, 52 minutes past the hour. By the way, a caller brought this up to our attention, and I brought it up earlier and failed to repeat it, so it's my fault, and thank you to the caller. But to Alan, the limo driver who just called in, the Scotts Company, according to the Boston Globe article, was firing this guy not for safety reasons, but to bring down health care costs. And there's a big difference there. Hey, the Extreme Monster Truck Nationals is this weekend, now with three huge shows at the National Western Event Center this Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday the 3rd at 2 in the afternoon. Tickets are on sale at all King Supers or TicketWest.com. Kids tickets, only $10. Watch as Dragon Slayer, Spider-Man, El Matador, and more compete head-to-head. And there'll also be motorcycle freestyle backflips and tough trucks. And Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell, three of the nicest people I know, will be there with free hats and autographs. So stop by Rockies this Saturday from noon until 2. Spin the prize wheel for your chance to win tickets for extreme deals and matching down incentives. That's Rockies Autos, and no better place to buy an automobile because they've got over 650 clean, late model used vehicles on the lot. Good place to get an all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive. And you can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve or Jason there, and they'll fix you right up. And you can also see the inventory as well. And if you go out to Rockies, say hello to my friends the Al Shears, Tom and Marv, and Spanky working out there. They're all great. Freddie Labrato, they're all great folks working at Rockies. Matter of fact, car I drove to work this morning. Bought it at Rockies. So there's no better place to go than Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos, corners of 63rd, the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Top three reasons I'm shopping for gifts at the Home Depot. Number three, power tools to make my son-in-law a better man. Number two, my wife will jump for joy over a new wine fridge. And number one, I don't have to pay for any of it for a long time.
The Home Depot has gifts for everyone on your list. And right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card on purchases store-wide. Happy holidays from the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 12/6 in U.S. only. See store for details.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock, or as we used to say in country radio, 7:55, 55 minutes away from 8 o'clock. What, Turk? All right, let's see if we can squeeze one more call in about this whole smoking thing. Let's go to Leslie in Littleton. Leslie, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to share, agree to taking, which is fine, random urine test whenever they call you. It could be at any, every 3 months, once a month, whenever they call you. And alcohol is included in that. So some people were fired because they had a bottle of wine with their date the night before and there were traces of alcohol in their urine.
Yeah,
so
see, I don't go for that.
And alcohol is legal. Alcohol is legal. So that's kind of hypocritical, too. But he's been pulling that and using that for years.
Anybody ever bother to get an attorney and try to...
I had about 100 people go up against alcohol, but for other weird... Because other things, I mean, in the store I worked... And
well, no, I would just do it for the alcohol part of it, nothing else. Just the alcohol part, because how are you supposed to know if you go, say, for instance, to somebody's dinner party and they give you
exactly
a small glass of red. And,
exactly.
And then you go to work the next day and it's like, you know, man, you're randomly tested and you're busted.
Yeah.
But doesn't
that's been his method for years.
Well, you know, see, that makes me uncomfortable. I don't particularly prescribe to that. And then I'll tell you, you know, with my case of having to be drug tested to go to work for ABC, I had to disclose to them, like, before I had the job.
760.
Yeah,
so, I just don't dig it. Leslie, thanks. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
Okay. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the Christmas support columns. I'm going to try to nail that down. And then we're also going to have Congressman Mark Udall on as well. So stick around here at AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. The holiday tidings are anything but good at Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, reporting a sales decline in November, its first monthly drop in more than a decade, now predicts December sales will be up by no more than 1%, if that. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger believes a drift in corporate culture at Walmart is part of the problem.
Sam Walton himself really focused the company on the consumer first. Now Walmart's upside down and inside out as they're focusing on the company first, the consumer last, and the sales are really suffering.
Walmart says its tough times are due to low-income customers spending more on gasoline and food. A pledge from President Bush.
We're going to stay in Iraq to get the job done, so long as the government wants us there.
And his meeting in Amman, Jordan, with Iraq's prime minister, he gave the beleaguered Nouri al-Maliki a vote of support. Here's CBS's Bill Plant.
Security is the urgent problem in Iraq. The U.S. wants Maliki to disband private militias like that of anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Maliki has sidestepped the request in the past for political reasons. The president today pledged to give him more control over security forces.
I'm Vicky Barker in Amman. On the streets of Jordan's capital, demonstrators protest President Bush's visit. At an upmarket shopping arcade in downtown Amman, Lama thinks she knows why they are so angry at Mr. Bush.
He is fair with other nations, but he's not that fair with Arabs. Maybe that's why.
On the streets here, deep skepticism about America's motives and its methods in Iraq and elsewhere in this troubled region.
Stormy weather. From icy, wet roads in the Pacific Northwest to 2 feet of snow in the Colorado Mountains.
I was excited to see all the snow, but I knew I had to get moving a little bit early so I wouldn't be late.
Oh, I love it. I love snow. I grew up in Colorado, and I wish we had a lot more.
Now the storm system is battering the Midwest. A foot of snow is possible in eastern Kansas, a foot and a half in parts of Missouri. Ice is the big problem at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport.
Every plane that is leaving DFW International is de-icing now. We're also seeing bad weather up in the New York and Philadelphia areas as well, so we're having delays and cancellations to those cities.
Shamu is a killer whale, and the star of the show at San Diego SeaWorld acted like one yesterday.
The whale decided, while they were underwater, to grab the trainer's foot in her mouth and stay underwater for a short period of time.
Park official Mike Scarpuzzi says the trainer, who's worked at SeaWorld for 12 years, was able to swim away and is in good condition. British officials investigating the poisoning death of a former Russian spy have found traces of radiation at a dozen locations, including five jetliners, but they say they don't think the traces pose any great health risk to anyone. Checking Wall Street in the early going today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead 13 points, and the NASDAQ is up 2. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical study shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosiram right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosiram is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosiram.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. When the temperatures get this cold, the Salvation Army's homeless search and rescue team swings into action. Jerry Bell took a run.
How you doing, guys? Staying warm?
I'm with Rick Brookhauser of the Salvation Army. Our mission is simple, offering shelter from the cold. We talked to Larry, a homeless man camping next to City Hall, all of his possessions in a shopping cart. He's reluctant to leave.
I'd love to go there, but look at my buggy. Well,
you know what? We'll figure something out then.
I'm not leaving my buggy.
That's cool.
I mean, because that's my house. Uh-huh.
Eventually, Larry does agree to be picked up.
Put his cart and everything right in the back of that truck and take him down there and give him a shower and give him a bed.
Jerry Bell reporting. Are you a puffer, someone who starts the car, then lets it warm up? Well, you don't have to, according to Aspen Tire and Auto's Frank Camparelli.
45 seconds to a minute is adequate before we can start driving a car on this cold weather. First thing is to give it a crank, let off of the key, and start it again. Most cars are fuel injected. It should fire right up.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Dot Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, still a very slippery ride into workers' school. We're dealing with a number of issues as a result. The latest, a collision involving a semi, westbound I-70 at Pecos, westbound 270 at Quebec still there, and we had a rollover on westbound I-76 at 144th. One just coming in as well, eastbound 6 to southbound I-25. Out of Boulder, be prepared. Turnpike is jammed into the city all the way back to Wadsworth. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny and cold, high of 28, currently clear, and 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Paulino Gardens, Colorado's largest garden center, welcomes you to their holiday headquarters. You'll find a wide selection of fresh-cut trees, wreaths, and garland. Paulino's carries over 8,000 colorful poinsettias, unique ornaments, and gifts for the whole family. Paulino Gardens, 6300 North Broadway in Denver.
Once again, Thermal Advantage is looking to test a new window for energy efficiency. If you missed out the last time, don't make the same mistake. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their home. 12 months energy bills prior to installation and 12 months post-installation will be required of participants. Your local power provider should work with you on this opportunity to receive new windows for your home. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Some fees do apply.
And I want to tell you something, and I'm going to say it to you loud and clear. The radical homosexual agenda will not stop until religion is outlawed in this country. Make no mistake about it. They're all not nice decorators.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
An easy way out. I could have decided to just get on the radio, make unsubstantiated and bigoted comments about other people, and never have to back it up and make a ton of money. But instead, I decided to do it the hard way, which is the way I've done it all my life. I just love that cut. Can we play that again?
And I want to tell you something, and I'm going to say it to you loud and clear.
Yeah, okay.
The radical homosexual agenda will not stop until religion is outlawed in this country.
That's right. That's right. What's the other jewel we have of his?
I would also make the construction of mosques illegal in America and the speaking of English only in the streets of the United States the law.
Yeah.
No more mosques.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is conservative America. Now, if you're sitting out there and you're a conservative, if you're a moderate, if you're somebody who's just in the middle of the road, you're just a hair bit, just a teeny bit conservative. You've got to ask yourself, you want to run with people like that? I mean, think about this. Think about the people that are out there. You're invited to a dinner party. You go. You eat. It's after the party. You settle in for some conversation. The person sitting to the right of you turns and says the following.
Construction of mosques illegal in America, and the speaking of English only in the streets of the United States, the law.
Actually, I wanted the other one. The person to the right turns to you and says the following.
And I want to tell you something, and I'm going to say it to you loud and clear. The radical homosexual agenda will not stop until religion is outlawed in this country. Make no mistake about it. They're all not nice decorators.
What would you think? What would you think? Or how about the other one? How about the one who starts giving you advice on how you should lead your life and how things should be done, and you find out that this person, has been married 3 times, that he's been busted for prescription drugs? Is this the kind of person you would take seriously and you would listen to? But people do. Do we have his analysis of the Middle East? Oh. We got that still, or do we lose it? I'm waiting for Turk to let me know. Do we have it? Yeah, okay. So here's this guy that's invited you to the Christmas party, and you're talking about the Middle East, and he goes off on this rant.
So anyway, Stephanopoulos asked King Abdullah II of Jordan if this is the case.
George, the difficulty that we're tackling with here is we're juggling with the strong potential of 3 civil wars in the region, whether it's the Palestinians, that of Lebanon, or of Iraq. I hope that my discussions, at least with the president, will be to provide whatever we can do for the Iraqi people, but at the same time, we do want to concentrate ourselves on the core issues, which we believe are the Palestinians and the Palestinian peace process, because that is a must today, as well as the tremendous concern we've had over the past several days of what's happening in Lebanon. And we can possibly imagine going into 2007 and having 3 civil wars on our hands.
All right, well, let's just have them. Let's just have the civil wars and let the crumbs crumble and the cookie crumble, because I'm fed up with this. The Palestinian situation. For 50 years we've had the Palestinian situation, and it's not going to be solved until a Limbaugh doctrine is imposed or tried. And that is, this is a war, and until somebody loses it, it isn't going to stop. And now, you know, we've done everything we can to make Lebanon a democracy, and it's crumbling because Syria keeps killing the popular leaders there. Meanwhile, the Hezbollahs keep expanding their influence in Lebanon. But what the hell? We're going to bring Syria and Iran in to fix Iraq. Why not let them just fix the whole region? If we're heading to civil war, I mean, everybody comes to us. And says, you got to fix this and you got to fix that, so we go and try to fix it. And then our own people, Democrats and the left in this country, do their best to sabotage our efforts. And then we get blamed for trying to clean up the messes that these people start. And then they come on our television show, George, there's a civil war over there, still, they're going to do something. Palestinians, right now, the tankless war. Fine, just blow the place up. You know, just let these natural forces take place over there instead of trying to stop them, instead of trying to use... Sometimes natural force is going to happen. You're going to have to let it take place. you can spend all the time you want with diplomacy, and you can spend all the time you want massaging these things with diplomatic... you're just delaying the inevitable.
All right, so what does everybody do? Do they, like, move to the other side of the room? Oh, very interesting. What'd you say your name was? Oh, man. I said this last night at Morgan Carroll's campaign gathering. It was a thank you to her volunteers. And Mary and I got invited, and John got invited, but he fell asleep and didn't show up. But we were there. And I said this to him, and I meant it. You know, bottom line, just be glad you're not them. It doesn't make any difference how many election victories. It doesn't make any difference how many defeats. It doesn't make any difference what goes on. Just be glad you don't view the world that way. And I'm not only talking about progressives and liberals. I'm talking about those of you that consider yourselves to be moderates or even moderate Republicans. That these are grown men who are supposedly supposed to know better and get paid gazillions and gazillions of dollars. And, you know, you can make a case, well, GJ, more people listen to them than you. And you're, that's right. But it depends on what you would do to get listeners, I guess. And imagine getting on and making those kind of comments. And those things, I mean, having to do that to get paid. Advocating that no more mosques be built and that everybody has to speak English. And that whole diatribe of Limbaugh's right there about the Middle East, which makes about as, you know, about as much sense as driving a convertible sports car in a bikini in this weather. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense at all. And it adds, and you know what, here's the thing, no solutions. No solutions to problems. Now, granted, we don't always come up with solutions either. But I'd like to think that we at least work on them. I'd like to think that we at least think about them. I'd like to think that you at least think about them. I'd like to think that I think about them. Instead of, you know, getting on every day and... I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievably weird. All right, if you're in Fort Collins, and even if you're not in Fort Collins... and we got Congressman Mark Udall coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to get back in a little bit more into what's going on in Iraq. But I want to know about this real quick. Fort Collins is holding fast to Santa. This is from the Rocky Mountain News this morning. A bevy of elves and trees for the holiday display, despite a plea from religious leaders to be included. It's the fairest way to go, said Chip Steiner of the Downtown Urban Renewal Authority. The group oversees the traditional holiday display at Old Town. A rabbi there, Rabbi Gorlick, of the Shabbat Center of Northern Colorado, recently renewed his request to add a menorah during Hanukkah, and the answer was no. And the same issue was brought up last year. Well, what is the problem here? Gorlick said the town officials are worried about the slippery slope of allowing explicitly religious themes. It's not my problem that it could have consequences, he said. They already have Christmas trees. Okay. 303-713-7600. Quick yes or no answer on this. You tell me. Is a Christmas tree and a Santa Claus, are those considered religious symbols? Yes or no in your mind? And if they're considered yes, then why not a menorah? If they're not considered religious symbols, then... all of this stuff about the war on Christmas that O'Reilly and these people drum up is all BS, right? And that Christmas is really not a religious holiday if you have, like, Christmas trees and Santa. It's basically a day for commerce, right? Okay, so answer me that question. Is Santa Claus and Christmas trees, is that religious, yes or no? 303-713.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Your side of the city, I-70 into the high country and out towards the Kansas border. Please drive safe. Weather today, sunny and cold. Looking for a high of 28. Currently clear and 6 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
This holiday, wrap up the outdoors with Colorado State Parks annual passes and gift certificates. Your gift is good for 41 parks, 365 days of outdoor fun, and helps preserve our natural resources. Search Colorado State Parks online and buy today.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, Gateway, or other name brand computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
Where are you going? It's a simple question, but the answer may not be so clear. For over 40 years, Colorado Technical University has been helping people just like you improve their lives and advance their careers through quality education. At CTU, our bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees are taught in a fast, focused, and fun environment from faculty that truly care about student success. CTU also offers resume-enhancing professional certificates that can help graduates gain recognition in their chosen industry. Please join us at our Denver Tech Center campus on Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Colorado Technical University Graduate Degree Open House and learn how you can earn your master's degree in as little as 16 months. Again, that's this Saturday from 10 to 1. Call 303-362-2900 to reserve your seat today for this exciting event. Colorado Technical University, 303-362-2900. Where are you going?
Want the opportunity to cruise through the Northwest Parkway for free? Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM 760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attended November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. High today, 30. AM 760, Progressive Talk. I don't want to sound blasphemous, but can anybody please tell me when Jesus plans to return? Only reason I ask this question is because I want all this straightened out, and I can't seem to get an answer to anything. Fort Collins is holding fast to Santa, a bevy of elves and trees for the holiday display, despite pleas from religious leaders to be included. One of those is a rabbi, Rabbi Gorlick, of the Chabad Center of Northern Colorado, who recently renewed his request to add a menorah during Hanukkah. The answer was no. And Gorlick said the town officials are worried about the slippery slope of allowing explicitly religious themes to be involved. Okay, is a Christmas tree, elves, and a sleigh, and all of that, is that religious, or is it not religious? Is Christmas a religious holiday, yes or no? Or is it a time for
capitalism to flex its mighty muscle and for the consumer to gorge themselves. Because you know we're going to get all of those public opinion things here pretty soon about what Christmas really ought to mean. 303-713-7600, Kelly, who is in Fort Collins. Kelly, you're on AM 760. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely think that Christmas trees are a religious display. We have an interesting interfaith house. And my stepson's Jewish, and, you know, in his relatives' homes, there is no Christmas tree. There is no display, you know, certainly Santa is not encouraged. And I really have an issue with the whole idea that we can't have these, if we allow one, that we can't allow the other.
So if you were in control, you'd put a menorah up there?
I would. In fact, I spent years in Billings, Montana, where that's part of our tradition. And I, you know, towns are about the same size. We actually have a slightly larger Jewish population in Fort Collins. And I believe that it is an acknowledgement of our diverse population.
What is it about us Jews that we never get included in anything? Why can't we be included? Please, Fort Collins, let us be included, us Jews. Please, can't we just be included? How come we can't be included? They don't like us.
I think it's...
Don't you think that's what it is? They don't like us.
I think there's in part a lack of acknowledgement.
They don't want us to live next door to them. They don't want us to marry their daughters. They don't want some strange religion.
I think that that's part of it. You know,
guys with big noses and all that kind of stuff. who speak Yiddish.
Right.
Oy vey. And eat kafilka fish.
That's right. I'll just eat my lefse.
And unleavened bread.
That's right.
Who believes that chicken soup can cure anything that's wrong with you?
Because it does.
They don't want us to be part of the community of Fort Collins.
It does feel like that to a degree. I think that, you know, we don't want to give up that commercial aspect, though, too. And I think that was the point that you were making, is that, you know, if we bring back, for instance, Merry Christmas back to Walmart, that they're going to have to allow, there's a lot of pressure to celebrate a Christian holiday. At least on some commercial level.
They just don't want us, Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate calling. And shalom.
You as well.
Okay. Let's go to Donette in Denver. Donette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing good.
I just wanted to say that Christianity took over so many old symbols, like the Christmas tree and the Santa symbol, and the whole reason for the holiday being around the winter solstice. It was never intended as a religious symbol, but it became a religious symbol.
All right, but right now, forget history, right now as it speaks, is the tree a religious symbol, yes or no?
I don't want to think that, but yes, unfortunately, it has become.
Well, then, if it's a religious symbol, why can't we have a menorah up there? So, I guess it's true that the Fort Collins and Chip Steiner of the Downtown Urban Renewal Authority doesn't want us Jews around.
Well, and you know, I think it should be more about inclusion instead of exclusion, and that's unfortunate that they feel that way. But you know, I would hope that we would live in a place that would let everybody have a symbol. You know, why
don't they
have Kwanzaa?
They just don't want us. Haba, Nagila, Haba. See, we don't want those kind of people in Fort Collins. We don't want them around our Christmas celebration. Take your celebration some other place. So then do you think we can have, like, a Hanukkah park someplace?
Well, I would hope so. Let's have everything park. Let's have a Kwanzaa park and a Yule park and everything else.
I should call this guy Steiner on the phone, don't you think? I should say, hey, what is it you don't like about Jews?
That's it. And, you know, if they already have all that other stuff, why can't we have a menorah and all that other stuff? Let's have everything.
Okay, Donita, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Welcome to Fort Collins. You're entering a Jew-free zone. Let's go to Angie in Denver. Angie, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi, is the tree religious, yes or no?
A tree is religious, so is Santa. Santa is the big old man who brings gifts for Jesus' birthday to all of us.
Okay, then why can't we have a menorah in this? Well, not according to Chip Steiner, the Downtown Urban Renewal Authority.
He's too inconvenienced. He's being lazy. He's not being appropriate and standing up and saying, you know, we can include everybody, and you need to stop bothering me, Christian Wright.
Is it that, or is it they just don't want Jews?
I would hope that he wouldn't not want Jews. I would hope that my impression is that he's just too lazy to be inconvenienced, or he doesn't want all the Christians to call him and say.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. You know what it is?
Tell me.
Now it can be told. It's late enough in the morning. I can get it out and say it. Christian males are jealous of Jewish males because we're circumcised and they're not.
I see.
That's what it is. Don't you think it's what it is?
It's probably the root. I mean, that's the root of most issues men have, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Do you think I should call Chip Steiner up and ask him if it's two things? One, that maybe I'm bigger, and two, that I'm circumcised and he's not?
You know, I think that's a fair question to ask.
And that's the reason he won't allow me or any of my people to have a menorah at this site?
It might be too simplified, but sure. I think it would be entertaining. You should put that on the radio when you call him.
Is this ridiculous? What?
It's just sad.
It's a freaking menorah, for God's sake.
I don't think about this anymore. Yeah.
Well, welcome to 1955.
Exactly.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
He may be circumcised for all I know. Maybe he burned his tongue on some chicken soup, and that's the reason. 8:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Congressman Mark Udall up next. And let's get a look at traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still a lot of areas for stop-and-go traffic late in the commute. These are definitely areas where you can expect delays. Here's the lineup of the worst areas. Westbound I-70 between Colorado and Pecos. We had a semi involved in a crash there. Eastbound 6 still tough from Sheridan to I-25 due to an earlier wreck. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike has been lined up back to Sheridan. Southbound 225 at Parker, very heavy, as is westbound C-470 through Littleton and northbound.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
760 Progressive Talk.
What if you didn't follow the path everyone else takes? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Peace Corps volunteers provide hope and take action against AIDS. Find out more tonight at 6:30 at the Daniels Fund, 101 Monroe Street in Denver, or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's closer than you think, so don't miss the Joseph A. Bank Holiday Sale. Sport coats and blazers, $169. That's a huge selection of our famous executive sport coats and blazers. Now, $169. All cashmere blazers, $299. Even a huge selection of signature suits, $299. And select executive suits and business express suit separates, $199. How about $200? Off every leather jacket, plus the entire stock of signature silk sweaters, regularly $79.50, now $29. The Joseph A. Bank Holiday Sale. Sport coats and blazers, $169. Plus silk sweaters, only $29. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and options and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In it, you'll get my new DVD, The Secret to Making Money in the Stock Market, and my easy-to-use stock investing software. Together, this is a $195 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step by step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor software. To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-393-7029. That's 1-800-393-7029. Get your free investing toolkit sent out today. Call 1-800-393-7029.
Another holiday season. And another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military home.
Time to bring him a sex change. 8:34 and 34 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're waiting for Congressman Mark Udall to call. And we were talking about Fort Collins and why they won't let in a menorah up there. And here's Sue in Littleton who was kind of like trailing off and hanging on. Go ahead, Sue. You say that Santa is a saint?
No, what I said was that Santa Claus has evolved from St. Nicholas because historically he was the protector of children, and that's if you trace it back, you'll find that. Also, the Christmas tree comes from the Druids.
Okay, but what I'm talking about is today, not in the past. I'm talking about right now. If we were to take a poll of the residents of Fort Collins, and we were to say, do you consider the Christmas tree and Santa Claus, do you consider those items to be religious? What do you think they would say?
No.
Oh, you think they'd answer no?
No, because it's totally commercialized. But I think that's the problem with Hanukkah is that it's never been commercialized. It's starting to be a little bit with wrapping paper and such, but I think that's why there's so many non-Jewish, I won't even say Christian, non-Jewish people who don't understand what Hanukkah is all about.
Why couldn't we just put a gigantic dreidel in Fort Collins?
Why not?
Well, because they won't let us.
Well, that's small-minded.
They don't like Jews.
I think it's more ignorance than not liking Jews. I come from a particularly specific experience in that I was raised Irish Catholic, but I had 5 Jewish roommates. So we always had a Hanukkah bush and potato latkes before we all went home for Christmas break.
Mmm, potato latke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having it for lunch today.
Well, don't eat too many.
Well, I won't. You know, I got my gastric bypass coming up on December the 26th, so I got to have my potato latke now.
There you go.
But they will not let us have those things. The guy with the Downtown Urban Renewal Authority, Chip Steiner, says you're getting onto a slippery slope when it comes to religious items.
You know, Jay, I think whoever the rabbi is who renewed his request, he should go to the Ecumenical Council and ask them to put pressure on this Mr. Steiner. And if that doesn't work, then do a petition drive. Let this man know that there are people who approve of this.
You know, then you wonder why it is people can't get along.
That's a good question.
Because you know what? You're always
human nature.
Well, because you're always stepping on somebody. Why do we always have to be stepping on somebody? What harm would it be to have a dreidel?
I think a dreidel would be wonderful.
All right, I got to go get the congressman. I thank you. Great call. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Congressman Udall, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I won't drag you into this conversation. We'll move on to something else. But it's good to have you on the program, and happy holidays to you.
Hey, Jay, great to hear your voice, and congratulations. I hear you've been getting some great ratings recently, which I know is important in your business.
Yeah, like I've, been, I've been trying. Thanks to you being on the show. Every time you're on the show, I get more listeners.
Well, you're kind. I know the ratings time frame is like an election for me, so congratulations.
Well, thanks. And, you know, because you generate more more listeners, that's a precursor to 08. Take it from the horse's mouth.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
All right. Help me out on something here. This is what I envision happening. You tell me if you think I'm wrong. The American people voted two Tuesdays ago for a change in direction in Iraq.
Yes.
It is now leaked into the media that one of the things the Baker-Hamilton Commission is going to do is that they're going to recommend a gradual, some kind of gradual withdrawal from Iraq. And the president is standing up, and I believe he did yesterday, saying that we're not going anywhere. And so what I see happening is things will be fine until after January when the new Congress is sworn in. And then it's going to be Katie bar the door. It's going to be the president and the people around him against the Congress. What do you think?
I think that's one possibility, Jay, and I hope that isn't what unfolds. The president sent some, I think, at best, mixed messages and a message the other day that was really disconcerting when he said, we're there until we have victory. And the reason that we have problems there is because Al-Qaeda is stirring things up. It's a lot more complicated than that. The American people understand that fact. And I really think we've got to set aside this concept of victory or winning and losing and talk about success and stabilization in Iraq. Because clearly, it's not a question now of whether we're going to leave in a phased withdrawal in some form or another. But it's how we leave and can we leave behind some semblance of stability in that part of the world that doesn't spawn an unending civil war and greater regional chaos and other problems that could result from a withdrawal that's not handled well. But I don't quite get it, frankly. And I think the president, if he's not willing to change course, we really are setting up a situation here where there's enormous headbutting going to unfold.
All right, and if that headbutting does unfold, somebody asked me, and I said, you know, I'm not sure about this, and I'm going to have the congressman on, and he's one of the smartest guys I know about this, so I'll ask him, if it gets into headbutting, one, what can the Congress do to change course, and two, who do you think comes out on top?
I think what the Congress can do is not completely clear, Jay, since the president is the commander-in-chief. And he has much of the power and much of the access and the Pentagon reports to him. But what we can do is continue to work in a bipartisan fashion and expand that coalition because, as you know, there are many Republicans that share the same concerns that Democrats do. You don't have to go very far to find a number of them in the House. Of course, in the Senate, Senator Hagel stands out as an example of somebody who's been asking very important questions. And even Senator Warner, who's now the chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, has suggested we really have to look at changing course in Iraq. So I think that kind of pressure brought to bear on the president from members of his own party, as well as the Baker-Hamilton Commission recommendations, probably are our best shots. I know there'll be some who will try and lure the Democrats into cutting off funding or taking those kinds of steps, and that would be counterproductive, and I think we understand that that isn't the right way to go about stabilizing Iraq for both the short and the long term.
Do you even think that Iraq can be stabilized? Look what happened here over the last 48 hours. You have Sadr and Sadr's loyalists walking away from their 30 seats in the government, their five ministries that they control, and Maliki basically snubbing the president for, what, a day and then meeting with him? I mean, do you think, and now there are reports that Sadr loyalists are starting to team up with Sunnis and Christians and others in this domestic violence that's going on there. I mean, do you think this country can be stabilized?
I think that's there's more than 164,000 dollar question, but that's certainly one of them. But I do believe until we reduce the size of our footprint and reduce our visibility there as an occupier, that many of those questions won't be answered. And it does beg the question, doesn't it, Jay, that we went into Iraq and liberated the Iraqis, quote-unquote, and yet many of the political leaders there are turning on our country and our presence. And perhaps it is time, I think it is not perhaps, it's clearly time to begin to back off and turn more of the country over to the Iraqis. And hopefully they'll peer into the abyss and realize that we're no longer going to be there to back them up in the ways that we've been there. And it's really going to be on their shoulders. The other, I think, opportunity here, and I know the Baker-Hamilton Commission is going to promote this, is to engage with the Syrians, the Iranians, the Saudis, and all the other regional powers, because they have a lot at stake here, and so far they've been able to sniff from the edges and, in fact, cause trouble. And if we're not quite so directly involved, I think they're going to have to themselves say, okay, how do we make this situation workable for all involved? And I think we've got to begin this process because it'll change the dynamic in Iraq.
What do you do, though, if the White House says no to talking to Iran and Syria?
Again, I think there are voices across the political spectrum in the Congress and across the country that will continue to be heard, and the pressure has to come from all points on the compass at this president. Great nations and wise men and women are willing to and able to acknowledge mistakes, and I think we're at a point now where we could say, look, we went in there with intentions that everybody's aware of. Some of them, you've talked about this for 3.5 years, as I have, Jay. Some of them, I think, legitimate. Others, based on manipulated intelligence and so on, very questionable. But be that as it may, we ought to be saying, look, we haven't been able to accomplish what we said we were going to accomplish. We've made a lot of mistakes, but we're not going to just walk away from this completely. We need other people to help us and make another appeal to the world that we want to change course, but that we need the world, we need the non-aligned nations to get involved, the Swedens, the Indias, the Switzerlands, the South Africas. I think there's potential there as well. But until we acknowledge we've made some mistakes, which this president seems unwilling to do, I don't think you can change course. It's the way nations behave. It's also the way individual human beings behave when they're at their best. And the time is now, in my opinion.
You think Iraq's in a civil war?
Of course. I think it's in a way, it's it's beyond a civil war. You've got criminal elements, former Baathists, of course, jihadis, the sectarian violence. Then you also have the fighting between the various political factions. One of the other things we ought to be doing, and I've had been privileged to sit down with Iraqi Americans, not the Chalabis of the world, but the Iraqi Americans who are here, who really understand that country, and there's a lot of knowledge that ought to be tapped and put to work over there. And it's not just sectarian violence. And it's not just that country's political world is not just characterized by sectarian points of view, but you have clans, and you also have some nationalistic spirit in Iraq. And we have just not done a very good job of understanding those competing, but in some cases unifying or complementary political pressures. But it's a civil war. The academics have acknowledged as such. General Powell has recently. Newt Gingrich, you don't have to go very far to find the experts and people who are very knowledgeable who will confirm that we're in a civil war in Iraq.
All right, last question. When is your Senate campaign going to get up and rolling? I want to stroke my check and get involved. When is that going to get going?
Some people think it's already underway. I know folks are pretty tired of the last election cycle, and I'll have an announcement at the appropriate time, but there's work to be done even now. And I'd like to tell you about my website and people.
Yeah, I want you to
contact us. Well, you go to www.markudall.org, and that's a way to get in touch with us. And there's an email address in there. And we're traveling the state and getting ready to make the case that I could serve the state effectively, and that my point of view is one that matches the points of view of the people in the state of Colorado.
And if we want to contribute to your campaign, we can get information on your website?
On the website, yes, sir.
Okay, we'll be heading over to your website immediately upon getting off work here this morning. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate you being on the show. We've got Congressman Adam Smith coming up. We're going to talk to him about Iraq, but we wanted to go to you first and foremost. And we thank you for being on and hope to talk to you again. And if we don't talk to you before the end of the year, have a good holiday.
You too, and it's a beautiful day here in Colorado, even if the roads are a little slow, but good skiing. We're building the snowpack for the spring water. And hey, give Congressman Smith my best. He's a very effective member of the House, and the state of Washington is well served by his presence in the Congress.
Will do, Congressman. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Take care.
All right. There's Congressman Mark Udall, and go to his website because he's running for the Senate in 08. And I'm backing him, and you should be too. 8:48. It's 48 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Talk to you a little bit more about this Christmas issue in Fort Collins. And also, we got Congressman Adam Smith coming up. And then one of my all-time favorite people at 9:30, retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner, who knows a lot about not only Iran, but also about Iraq. So we'll get all the experts in here for you, and also get your voice in, too. Right now, speaking of slow roads, as you heard the congressman talk about, let's find out what's going on traffic-wise with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. It was still a pretty tough ride around town. We're clearing out this three-car wreck involving a semi westbound I-70 blocking the left lane, and we've got pretty big backups between Colorado and Pecos. Same situation, a collision blocking eastbound 6th at the ramp to southbound I-25. You've got those delays extending back to Sheridan, and we've got just very heavy stop-and-go traffic late in the morning still on the Boulder Turnpike as you come into town, Sheridan to Federal, eastbound I-70, Sheridan to I-25. Southbound 225 from Parker to I-25, C-470 actually through Littleton, and northbound I-25, still a slow go right now through the bridges. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, cold temperatures, high of only 28. Right now it is clear and 6 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations at
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
That's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Once again, Thermal Advantage is looking to test a new high-tech window for energy efficiency. If you missed out the last time, don't make the same mistake. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their home. 12 months energy bills prior to installation and 12 months post-installation will be required of participants. Your local power provider should work with you on this opportunity to receive new windows for your home. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Some fees do apply.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:53. It's 53 minutes after the hour. High today, 30, mostly sunny. Thank you to Congressman Mark Udall, soon-to-be Senator Udall. I can't wait for that race to get underway. See, I'm not tired of this. I can't wait for it to happen. And forget Christmas goodies, you know, holiday goodies, Hanukkah goodies. I'm stroking his campaign a check, and I'm ready to get involved on the ground floor. I'm looking forward to that race, and also hopefully Angie Piccioni will run again. Okay. So we got Representative Adam Smith coming up from Washington's 9th Congressional District. Now, he has kind of a unique thing about him. He is the only member to serve on both the Armed Services and the International Relations Committee. So we'll get his feelings about what's going on in Iraq. Meanwhile, I'm on this Fort Collins thing about how Fort Collins is holding fast to Santa, a bevy of elves. And this is in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, and trees for the holiday display, despite a plea from religious leaders to be included. It's the fairest way to go, says Chip Steiner of the Downtown Urban Renewal Authority. They're the group that oversees the traditional holiday display in Old Town. Rabbi Gorlick of the Shabbat Center of Northern Colorado recently renewed his request to add a menorah during Hanukkah. The answer was no. Same answer he got last year. Gorlick said town officials are worried about a slippery slope of allowing explicitly religious themes. Now, the rabbi says that a menorah is a symbol of victory and faith that offers as much comfort as Santa Claus. Do you think Santa Claus is a religious symbol? And if you think it is, then why can't they have a menorah? Or is it that Fort Collins doesn't want Jews to be represented? I mean, they can be honest about it. It wouldn't be the first time. Marie in Boulder. Marie, you're on AM 760.
Jay?
Yes, Marie.
Hi. I'm calling about the Christmas thing, and I think that I have the definitive answer.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, Santa Claus, first of all. The word Santa means saint. And Christmas tree starts with the word Christ. And last time I looked, Christ was a pretty strong religious icon. So unless they want to change the names of those two symbols to something else, I don't see how something that starts with saint and Christ cannot be considered religious.
Well, you know what? It makes perfect sense to me. So why won't they allow a menorah to be on there or a dreidel or anything?
Because they can. They have the power.
Because they don't like Jews.
Well, because you guys are in the minority.
a menorah for those of us in the minority. Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's stupid, but, you know, it's all about power anymore. I mean, people do what they do because they can, not because it's the right thing.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah, we give everybody way too much power, and it's gotten ridiculous. And anyone who claims that Santa Claus and Christmas trees aren't religious, I mean, they're just not listening. You can't have something that's named Saint something or Christ something and say it's not religious.
Then you see that I go back around and around again. So Chip and the gang down there, up there in Fort Collins, they just don't want us. Well, wonder why they wouldn't offer us an alternative site.
I think we're still, even after the election, it's gotten a lot better, but I still think there's such a cloud of fear over this country. I was just in the airport for Thanksgiving, and of course, the security level was elevated to orange, which I don't even know what that means. Does that mean I shouldn't fly? Does it mean I should hide under a bench? What does it mean?
It means you should be cautious.
Cautious of what?
of being struck by a gigantic menorah.
Apparently. I know I've always had nightmares about him.
Well, all I can say is have a happy holiday. Marie, I love you, and I'll talk to you.
Thanks, James.
Okay.
Bye.
Maybe they should put a sign outside of Fort Collins saying you are entering a no-Jew zone. Right? Because I guess they just don't like Jews in Fort Collins. Is that what it is?
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Top three reasons I'm shopping for gifts at the Home Depot. Number three, power tools to make my son-in-law a better man. Number two, my wife will jump for joy over a new wine fridge. And number one, I don't have to pay for any of it for a long time.
The Home Depot has gifts for everyone on your list. And right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card on purchases store-wide. Happy holidays from the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 12/6 in U.S. only. See store for details.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
The health effects. That's what concerns me.
Last night, Brian went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
There's a lot of information there, but for me, it all came down to this. There is no safe cigarette.
Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. After a day's delay, President Bush has had his face-to-face meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in Jordan. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller says Mr. Bush again stressed U.S. intentions to stay put in Iraq.
Agreeing to transfer to the Iraqi Prime Minister more command and control authority over his nation's troops, President Bush dismissed notions that he's gearing up for a quick withdrawal of American forces.
And that's why this business about graceful exit just simply has no realism to it at all. We're going to help this government.
And putting aside the criticism of al-Maliki and that leaked White House memo yesterday, Mr. Bush called the Prime Minister a strong leader, courageous, and, quoting now, the right guy for Iraq. Mark Noller, CBS News, Amman, Jordan.
Back in Baghdad, Maliki called on officials loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr to rejoin his government. They made good on a threat to boycott if Maliki went through with his meeting with Bush. Well, has it happened again? Days after a former KGB officer died of radiation poisoning in London, an aide to Yegor Gaidar says doctors believe the former Russian prime minister has been poisoned. Spokesman says doctors can find no natural substance responsible for Gaidar's condition. Pope Benedict is in the midst of his third day in Turkey. At this hour, he's visiting Istanbul's historic Blue Mosque. Earlier, he sought to heal Christian differences as he met with the spiritual leader of Orthodox Christians, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew.
The divisions which exist among Christians.
And the Pope says those divisions among Christians are a scandal, and he called on all Christians in Europe to renew their awareness of their roots, traditions, and values to give them new vitality. The holiday season is not shaping up especially merry and bright for Walmart. The world's largest retailer today says November sales fell slightly, the first time that's happened in more than a decade. In December, Walmart is forecasting a minimal increase at best. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says it's part of a deeper problem.
Walmart can't turn it around this holiday season, and Walmart's starting to lose some of its retail relevance, and it's going to be a long time turning around this company.
Americans are in more of a spending mood in October after two sluggish months. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.2 of a point. At the same time, personal income rose 0.4%. In a separate report, the Labor Department says new unemployment claims rose by more than 34,000 last month. The four-week average is at its highest level since June. Mother Nature is giving travelers at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport major headaches. A winter storm has swept through, forcing cancellation of about 200 flights. What a temperature difference a day makes, as airport spokesman Ken Capps.
It was 80 yesterday. It's 25 today. Welcome to DFW Airport.
Sleet, snow, and freezing rain all over northwestern Texas are making for treacherous travel in general. And checking on Wall Street's progress at this hour, the Dow is off 32 points and the Nasdaq down 3. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA computer expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, I'm getting my brother Stu a notebook computer this holiday.
Oh, he's also going to need software, a bag, an optical mouse.
Wait. I don't like Stu that much.
Oh, relax, Bob. At CompUSA, you can get complete gift packs.
Uh-huh.
You start with your main item, like a Sony Vaio C140 notebook, now with $150 instant savings, and then save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more.
So I can get everything Stu needs?
Exactly. There are lots of complete gift packs to choose. See your local CompUSA for details.
What a guy I am. He usually gets me a bun warmer.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pains?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
I'm Torrey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update Now. Customers of a Fort Collins jewelry store that abruptly closed in September say the owners made off with at least $182,000 worth of wedding and engagement rings and some down payments. Fort Collins police looking into the closure. So far, no charges filed. Store co-owner Eric Griffin says a partner made off with the valuables. RTD responding to the concerns expressed by Southeast Light Rail riders about getting from the County Line station to Park Meadows Mall. Starting Friday, a high-frequency shuttle service will start. According to RTD spokesman Scott Reed, it'll run every 15 minutes between the station and the mall.
For at least the near future, we're going to be offering this shuttle that will operate at least every 10 to 15 minutes to give people access directly from the County Line station to and from Park Meadows. And we'll see how long this works and how long it's going to be needed, but we're very pleased to be entering into this, especially with the holiday season coming upon us.
Eventually, a pedestrian bridge will be built. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we still have problems due to icy highways. Outside the city, we've had another wreck southbound 25 north of Greenland. That one is causing some major delays, so watch out for it if you're headed that direction. Here in town, southbound 25 north of Alameda, we've had a new two-car southbound 25 to Broadway there on the ramp as well. Still seeing some slowing from earlier wrecks westbound I-70, Colorado to Pecos, eastbound 6th at I-25, and eastbound Boulder Turnpike and westbound C-470 still loaded up as we...
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Remember to serve on both the Armed Services and the International Relations Committee. So we ought to be able to get a lot of our questions answered right here. And Congressman Smith, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, boy, you're more than welcome. And Congressman Mark Udall says to send his best.
That's good. Mark's a good man. Enjoy serving with him.
First of all, for those people who don't know, and people who would ask me, Jay, they'd say, where is the 9th Congressional District? Can you describe where that area is?
Absolutely. It's south of Seattle. It actually, SeaTac Airport is about, I don't know, 10 miles south of Seattle, and my district starts just north of SeaTac Airport and goes south down to Olympia, mostly suburban communities.
Okay, you talk to people in your district all the time, and of course, with the election cycle just ending, you must have talked to a ton of people. What are your constituents? What are they saying to you about Iraq?
I think there's an enormous amount of frustration at the way we got into the war, the way the war has been conducted, the president's stubborn insistence on basically not learning anything along the way and just sort of trying to rely on ideology to win a very complicated conflict. I represent a large military base, Fort Lewis, an army base, and I also have Mattigan Hospital and American Lake, which is a veterans hospital. So I have a lot of veterans retirees, a lot of people with military experience. And even people who are strongly supportive of the war in the beginning and further on are just enormously frustrated with what's happening over in Iraq, with the incompetence that has been displayed by our senior leadership and their inability to understand what's happening over there and adjust to that. And I think the general feeling is, first of all, there needs to be, massive change in the way we approach it. But second, what I'm starting to see creep into this is the notion that, there isn't much more that our military can do. We've heard that from a wide array of voices, from Henry Kissinger to many leaders in the military who say there's not a military solution. And the question people are beginning to ask, well, okay, then why do we have 140,000 of our troops over there getting killed and wounded on a daily basis if there's no longer a military solution? That, I think, is the question they're really starting to ask.
All right. Keeping all of that in mind, I'm going to run the same scenario by you that I ran by Congressman Udall. Here's what I see happening. The Baker Report is going to be released on December the 6th. Parts of it now have been leaked. The New York Times has some of it, that they're going to recommend a gradual withdrawal out of Iraq. But what you have is you've got the president saying, we're not going anywhere,
yep.
That Maliki is the right guy, never mind the memo that was leaked talking about how he basically can't get himself across the street.
Right.
And you got all of this going on, plus you've got more and more people saying it's a civil war, including Colin Powell now is the latest person. You've also got reports going on that the Sadr folks are starting to align themselves with Shia and Sunni elements and also some Christian elements to engage in the sectarian violence,
right.
And you've got a White House that doesn't want to move off the dime. So here's what ends up happening: we go through Christmas, we go through the holidays. January comes, the new Congress is sworn in, and despite all the bipartisan talk, you guys are going to have to square off against the White House.
I think that is likely. Now, I think the responsible thing for us to do at this point is to try to avoid that by using the power of all of these arguments to convince the president that he is wrong. And I think we need to continue to do that, but I'm not going to lie to you. I certainly think that the scenario you lay out is quite likely. I mean, the president said just the other day, and it gives me a headache just watching him say things sometimes, where he said basically, we'll win unless we leave.
Right.
What the hell does that mean? Because it's not working right now, and we're not making an enormous amount of progress. It just sort of shows the degree to which the president, has taken sort of the soundbite approach that worked so well in his campaign, and he somehow thinks it can apply to real-world policy. And we pay a heavy price for that. So, yes, I think your scenario is likely. And that creates a very difficult situation because, what most of us in Congress certainly don't want to cut off funds to the troops while they're in the middle of a war zone, even if we don't think they should be there anymore. So how do we persuade the president to work with us to begin to bring them home? Or short of that, how do we then pressure him to do that? And I'm exploring many, many options, as are others. It's not an easy question to answer. It's basically unprecedented. at this point in U.S. history, but we are looking at options for ways to do that, either with the president's cooperation or over the top of him if we can't get his cooperation.
See, here's what I fear. What I fear is that the American people, that the electorate, tired of fighting, tired of arguing, tired of business as usual.
Right.
We have problems. We're smart. We're an innovative country. We're the greatest country ever. And we can solve these things.
Absolutely.
But it appears to me that we're just going to end up going down the same road again. And the second part of this is, and maybe since you're in Washington and you hear what people say, maybe you can explain it to me and explain it to people listening. What is it about the situation in Iraq, in Iran, in Syria, the world situation? What is it about it that this president doesn't seem to get?
Oh, gosh, there is no just one thing. It's the entire thing. Look, it's very, very hard because my reputation is I'm not a partisan. I work to solve problems both sides of the aisle. But from the second I first started noticing George W. Bush when he was running for president, I was like, he just doesn't have the intellectual curiosity or depth to effectively do the job. He sees things in black and white, as he tells us. I guess I can't do it any better than if you watch Stephen Colbert sort of, in his own facetious way describing the way the president approaches things. And it's, don't confuse me with a bunch of facts. I know what I know, and I'm going forward. And you cannot imagine a situation where that outlook is more dangerous than walking into the Middle East, okay, with all of the histories of religious and sectarian and tribal violence, all the overlapping alliances and differences, all of the history that is in there, understanding all of that, knowing who you can work with and when is enormously important. And we had a president in charge of that policy who saw things in black and white. And in the Middle East, it's shades of gray. And, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And you've got to have a more in-depth understanding than, we'll take out Saddam and everything will be fine. And the president has never developed that. You can look at the situation in Lebanon, the situation in Iraq. I agree that Syria certainly is a country that's doing a lot of things that they shouldn't be. But on the other hand, past presidents have figured out ways in certain isolated circumstances to work with Syria to get them to help us. This president's cut them off entirely, doesn't even talk to them. The same with Iran at this point. It is a mixed bag over there, and at different points and different times, different groups can be helpful to you. But the president doesn't understand how to make that work. And his team around him apparently can't help him. So I guess I'd turn your question around. It's not so much, what doesn't the president understand about the situation. At this point, I want to ask the question, what does he understand other than sort of this, big picture dream that, hey, at some point they're all going to be just like us in a, free capitalist democracy. The details are what's really tripping this president up and have been for over 4 years in terms of policy in Iraq.
9:16, 16 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Adam Smith from Washington's 9th Congressional District. All right, let me try one more out on you.
Sure.
And you tell me whether I'm being a child or being an adult in this line of thinking, because I've proposed this on the air many times, and I get critical comments about it, and a lot of it comes from people on the right. But what is wrong with the idea of sitting down one-on-one with the Iranians, not giving them anything, not going in with any idea of handing anything over to them or giving away any advantage, but sitting down and doing the following? A, trying to understand what it is they really, really, really want as articulated out of their mouths, no matter how much time it takes, and B, trying to settle some of the past disputes in which you could arguably make a case that we have been at fault. And the two examples I give would be the Mossadegh situation.
Absolutely.
And also the shooting down of their jetliner.
Right.
And trying to go from there. Is that an idealistic childlike viewpoint?
No. I mean that actually is the adult approach. The childlike approach is, that guy has done something that's made me mad, so I'm just never going to talk to him again. Okay? And that is the approach the president is taking. And you sort of raised two very important issues there. The first one is the basic idea that dialogue can help, but I've never understood this. This notion that, okay, we don't like what you're doing, so we're going to stop talking to you now. You know, I facetiously say that's like, you know, that's like the family approach. You know, we all have the relative who, oh, they haven't been speaking to each other for 4 months because, you know, so-and-so didn't call them at some point. You know, that is not an approach to international diplomacy. And what I've always wondered is, what are we so afraid of? Do we think if we sit down and talk with Iran, we're going to slip and give away the store? Are we that bad as diplomats? You know, dialogue isn't about, okay, if we're sitting down and talking, we by definition have to give you something. No, let's just talk and see what happens. And very quickly, I mean, this is what happened in North Korea. I mean, the right has this sort of, you know, shorthand version of what happened over there, which was Clinton cut a deal, the North Koreans never adhered to it, he foolishly thought they would, and we got in a whole bunch of trouble. That is so far away from what actually happened. Clinton cut a deal to stop them developing a plutonium bomb when they were mere months away from developing it. And they stopped. And even in 2002, when we found out that they were working to develop a nuclear bomb, it was a uranium bomb, which would have taken a lot longer time to get there, and which is kind of curious because it sort of shows that they had some respect for the agreed framework, because the agreed framework didn't say anything about uranium. Now, does that mean that they're a sensible bunch of people who will follow everything? No, but it does mean that if you talk to them, there is the possibility of a more positive outcome for us. Yes, they're dangerous and very, very difficult, but I fail to see how cutting them off and not talking to them, because in North Korea, we said, okay, we're not going to talk to you anymore. The inspectors got pulled out, and they just went pell-mell to develop a nuclear weapon and did it. That was not a good result for us. So I don't see where dialogue hurts them. And the second point you raise is the whole issue of if we in any way acknowledge a mistake on our side, we're somehow saying the terrorists are right, which, of course, is ridiculous. We can state clearly and unequivocally that the terrorists are wrong, that Iran has done a whole bunch of horrible things. But at the same time, we can sort of, I think, grow an international understanding by saying we, too, have made mistakes, not on the same level, to be sure, the ones that if we're mature about it, we ought to acknowledge in terms of how we move forward with the relationship. And the Mossadegh situation, you know, how many Americans are even aware of that? Let me tell you, every single Iranian knows it.
That's right. They know it by heart.
Right. So, you know, if we don't, you know, at least acknowledge, hey, in the past we made mistakes, we want to move forward, we undermine our own credibility and get in the way of our own objectives. It's not a matter of giving these people what they want. How do we get to the more peaceful, more stable Middle East, more peaceful, more stable world that we want? Dialogue, realistically and honestly admitting what we've done right and wrong, I don't know, in my experience as a human being, that's what gets you what you want, as much as helping out the people around you. So it's enormously frustrating, and I'm very glad that we won Congress back, worked very hard to do it. But, you know, still having this man as president and his philosophy and ideological approach, it's going to be something we're all going to have to work darn hard to overcome, because the president has an enormous amount of power. And even today, after the defeat that he received last November, or I guess it's still November, this November, doesn't seem to get it. Now, you know, we got another 30, 40 days before we Democrats get back there, and maybe something will dawn between now and then and we can actually work with this guy. But it's going to be a tough road to hoe unless he learns a few things and starts, you know, learning from his mistakes.
Well, we can only hope for some kind of a break. Meanwhile, we're not your constituents, but we certainly thank you for coming on. And if you want to, give out your website. We'd love to jump over and have a look.
Okay. You know, unfortunately, I just came off the campaign trail, so I know my campaign website. I believe it's www.adam.smith.mail.house.gov.
Okay, and
very fast.
Because and there may be some listeners who, you know, who may want to drop you an email and
yeah, please do.
And talk to you.
If for some reason I'm wrong about that, it shouldn't take too much surfing on the web to find my website.
All right. So, Representative Smith, thank you so much for your time this morning, and boy, I hope we can count on you to come back on again.
No, I'd love to do it anytime. My football team is headed your way this week, so I'll be paying attention to Denver for at least the next 5 or 6 days.
I'm not getting into that argument with you. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Congressman.
Bye.
All right. There's Congressman Adam Smith, and we thank you for being on. Now, coming up next, we're going to talk to my guy who, I mean, we just kind of made him our go-to guy. because he knows so much about the Middle East, both Iran and Iraq, and that's retired Colonel Sam Gardner. We'll talk to him. And if you want to take some more calls about this Fort Collins Christmas thing, you can do that. We also can do open phones, which means we can talk about anything and everything you want to talk about in between these interviews at 303-713-7600. 923-23 after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, well, at least this morning I didn't try to duck out early like I did yesterday. 9:27, 27 minutes after 9. Mostly sunny, high at 30. We'll talk to Colonel Sam Gardner coming up here in just a little bit. Meanwhile, open phones, 303-713-7600, and open phones after the Colonel, too. Let me go to Will in Broomfield, who's been hanging on. Will, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Will.
I'm calling about the Fort Collins mess there, and you were asking a question about whether Christmas trees and Santa Claus are religious icons. I don't think so, for a very simple reason. I'm not religious at all, and I've got a Christmas tree.
Yeah, but where does the name Christmas, as that one woman pointed out, and I never thought about this, because I'm not the world's smartest person, but Christmas, Christ, Christmas,
mm-hmm.
it, talks about Jesus. Wouldn't that make it religious?
Well, it probably started out as religious, but think of it this way. Halloween started out as a religious holiday, as evening of All Saints Day or All Hallows Eve. Yet, I don't think there's hardly anything remotely religious about that holiday anymore. I mean, it's changed. The nature of the holiday has changed. And I think it is possible to celebrate Christmas and do the Santa Claus thing and a Christmas tree thing without having a religious bone in your body.
Yeah, but you would have to grant me this. You would have to grant me the fact that there are an awful lot of people who celebrate Christmas, and they do see it as being a religious holiday.
Yeah, and there are other people who don't. And this is kind of where the slippery slope comes in. I see where Fort Collins, the city of Fort Collins' point is, that a Christmas tree, for example, can be construed as a religious symbol, or it can be construed as a non-religious symbol. But a menorah, for example, is strictly a religious symbol. A nativity scene is strictly a religious symbol. And if you open the door to one religious symbol public display, for a taxpayer-funded public display, then you're going to have to potentially open the door to all kinds of religious symbols, and which one is more predominant?
I'm not for religious symbols being on display in on taxpayers' property at any time. But to me, I mean, I kind of see Christmas. I mean, a Christmas tree, Christ Mass. I kind of see it as being religious, and it seems to me that rather than having a community kind of based on inclusion, what you have is you got a situation that's not based that way. I mean, when I lived in Chicago, they would always in the plaza there, in the federal office building there, the Richard J. Daley building, I guess that is what it's called. They'd always have like a Christmas display, and then a half a block down they would have a menorah. And then on the other side, they would have something that dealt with Kwanzaa. And then on the other side, they would have something that dealt with Islam. And nobody ever said a thing. Nobody said word one, and everything just kind of was okay. But here, you're sitting here, and it's like twice this rabbi's asked, twice he's been told no. They use the religious reason, which is normally something that you and I would go along with. A Christmas tree is connected to Christmas, which is connected to Christ. So what they're saying is, I guess what they're saying is they don't want Jews. They don't want us.
Well, like I said, I think at least a Christmas tree is subject to interpretation.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you something. When Passover comes, and I put blood from a lamb bone on my door, those folks up there ain't going to get the warning, and I feel sorry for them. Will, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. 9:31 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know about that lamb on the door thing there, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah. You put lamb blood on your door?
No, but my father. My father's Jewish, so be careful.
Okay, you don't put it on your door. You just admitted you don't. Okay, the angel of death is going to pass over your door and stop. He's not going to get me because I put it on my door. He's not going to get me.
Okay.
All right. Did the traffic get anybody this morning?
It's really not looking good. It's kind of a mess. We still have problems due to icy highways outside the city, southbound 25 north of Greenland. That's another wreck that we've had there. We had another one earlier. It's causing major backups, only the right lane and right shoulder getting by. Boulder Turnpike not doing well. Eastbound was still lined up at I-25. Westbound is really a problem, dragging from Wadsworth all the way to Boulder. And southbound 225 at Parker, for some reason, is at a standstill.
Whatever it is.
That you would wake up at 4 a.m. to buy.
That you would drive to another state to look for.
That you would wrestle in the store aisle to attain.
That you would have a smackdown with a stranger over.
That you would tackle the store manager to get your hands on.
You can get it on eBay. With more gifts than you can imagine, from satellite radios to snowboards, you can do all your shopping any time of the day or night without losing your sleep or your dignity. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
And the Mary has it another, and both of us just enjoy it. And the Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an old-fashioned innerspring mattress, but in industry tests, those tests have proven that a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Give yourself or someone you love a holiday to remember. Visit your select comfort store. You can find great gift ideas starting as low as $19.99. Start sleeping better this holiday season at a select comfort store. You can find a select comfort store where you like to shop, including, and I mean, we've got them all over the Front Range. There are 11 Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
What if you didn't follow the path everyone else takes? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Peace Corps volunteers provide hope and take action against AIDS. Find out more tonight at 6:30 at the Daniels Fund, 101 Monroe Street in Denver, or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's closer than you think, so don't miss the Joseph A. Bank Holiday Sale. Sport coats and blazers, $169. That's a huge selection of our famous executive sport coats and blazers. Now, $169. All cashmere blazers, $299. Even a huge selection of signature suits, $299. And select executive suits and business express suit separates, $199. How about $200? Off every leather jacket, plus the entire stock of signature silk sweaters, regularly $79.50, now $29. The Joseph A. Bank Holiday Sale. Sport coats and blazers, $169. Plus silk sweaters, only $29. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, bring the lawyers, guns, and money, because I'm going to Fort Collins. I want my menorah. 9:36, 36 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 30. Sunday skies. Let me introduce you to somebody who's been on the show a number of times, and we just can't get him on enough. As a matter of fact, we'd make him a paid consultant of the program if we had any money and just have him appear on here regularly at our will, but he's kind enough to do it for free. Retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner, who has taught strategy and military operations at the National War College, Air War College, and Naval War College. He was recently a visiting scholar at the Swedish Defense College. And, Colonel, it's good to have you back on the program.
Okay, good to talk to you again.
All right, we find ourselves in yet another mess. And I don't know how to run this whole scenario by you, so I'll just start by saying, with everything you've observed in the last 24 to 48 hours, in regards to Iraq, in regards to Iran, in regards to the region, where are we?
Well, we might be in early 1914. Recall this assassination of the Archduke Francis Ferdinand that turned into World War I. The pieces may be in place that an event like that could cause a greater Middle East war. It is hard to exaggerate how fragile things have now become and how serious. I mean, just in the past 2 days, first we've heard Saudi Arabia suggest it might be providing military support to the Sunnis in Iraq. And we know that the Iranians are supporting the Shiites in Iraq. And we know that Hezbollah probably hasn't given up on what it might be doing with Israel. Things could turn really bad very quickly.
Why don't the neighboring countries, because it's not maybe in their interest, but why don't the neighboring countries, Jordan, Egypt, Syria, you know, I guess I could throw Iran in there, but maybe Iran's not the right country to throw in. But all of them, why don't they get together and go, okay, look, you know what? This is totally completely out of hand. We don't need this. Stop all this immediately. To the United States, leave the area. We'll settle the problem. We'll tamp this down.
Sure. I think there's an illusion of control that exists in Washington and probably exists in part of the Middle East right now. I think the Iranians believe that they still have a degree of control over the situation. Certainly Washington does. But there is a point, Jay, beyond which no matter what you do, you can't reverse events. You can't stand in the way of this huge train that got started for a number of reasons, keeps bearing down on the end of the track.
So the genie is out of the bottle, and at this particular point, in your estimation, there is no way to turn around and put the genie back in the bottle.
I don't think so, Jay. I'm afraid that we may have to have something disastrous before we can get people to agree on moving forward. You know, it is, and you, if you listen to it, you can hear this. People talk about, okay, let's put in more troops, and that will make things better. Then they say, well, no, that won't. Then people say, well, let's withdraw, and that'll make things better. Then the answer to that is, no, it won't, that there's a chance of spreading. So you begin to even see that in that discussion, that there are no options left available. Let me say it another way. Over the past 3 years, the United States has continually given up strategic options.
All right, we've let every window close.
Right. Well, see, you know, we could have invaded with more people. We didn't. We could have kept the Iraqi army. We didn't. We could have let the Baathists stay and help run the government. We didn't. We could have gotten rid of the militia before we turned over the government to the Iraqi government. We didn't. And so that once you go by those things, you can't go back and redo them. And you begin to lose strategic options. And we don't have any strategic options left. That's why nobody has any brilliant ideas on how to solve this in Iraq. I mean, we are at the point where the only question is, when will it be the worst for us to withdraw? Will it be worse now or will it be worse later?
All right, what do you think? Worse now or worse later?
Worse later.
So we should turn around, and in the next however long it would take, we should start next week, next month, and
sure.
Say, all right, we can't continue to do this. We're leaving.
Let me sort of explain that by reminding you what we have read in the past week. The Brits have said they're withdrawing. This morning there's an article which said the South Koreans said they are withdrawing.
Right.
It has already begun. We're going to go through a period, it looks like, where we're going to actually add more troops.
But we're not really. We're just holding people there longer.
No, they're going to add more. They've alerted some engineering battalions that would go to provide security. This is a new force, 3,000 or 4,000. Not big, but it is addition. We're going to increase troops in Baghdad. Now, that could even, the president may have reached the same conclusion that you and I have. And this is all being done to sort of justify when we withdraw. You know, we gave it a college try at the end, but clearly, and this will be the story, clearly the leadership of Iraq weren't willing to take responsibility for what's going on. It is they who are the problem. I mean, that's going to be the storyline that goes out. And when we leave, the message will be, we tried, but the Iraqi leadership couldn't do it. That's why the release of the memo from the NSC about the Maliki was so significant, because in ways it's starting to set that storyline in place for the withdrawal.
What do you think the military, the rank and file, you talk to the military a lot. I mean, you've got connections there. What do you think they think of this?
All I can tell you is I have seen over the past 3.5 years a significant negative attitude about the whole thing develop. About, you know, it's bad. We haven't done the right thing. We should have known sooner. We should have gone in with the right number of people. There is, although I will say their opinion doesn't make any difference. No one takes an opinion poll and cares about what they think. But that's, I mean, they do
think.
But
wait a minute. Why don't we care what they think? Wasn't one of the great lessons of Vietnam that next time we get into something like this, we will listen to the military and we will do what they say instead of injecting civilian rule over it, and the situation will become misguided?
Yeah, actually, I would say there is a more profound lesson. And I'm surprised that the military have missed this. The military have not spoken out to the extent that they should have. And when I say that, I don't mean Major Smith in the 3rd Battalion of the 3rd ID. What I mean is the chairmans of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have not stood up. That was the lesson of Vietnam. The military knew where that was going. But they, for numbers of reasons, refused to speak out. I think we have had some very weak chairmen who have been almost negligent in their standing up for good military judgment.
9:44, 16 before 10, retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner on the line with us. We're talking about what you... I'm like you. I think this has been an incredible, and maybe that's just a cliche, but I think it's just been an eye-opening 24 to 48 hours. I think there are some real things going on here. I think that a lot of the public may be missing some of this, and that it's really going to hit the fan. I mean, you could say that it has now. But I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, no, it will. I think you're right, Jay. I think it will get worse.
And I'm no military expert, and good Lord, I've never even held an elective office and barely got through high school. But, I look at this every day, and you read these things that are coming out, and it's like, and I'll ask you the same question I ask Congressman Adam Smith, who was on here earlier. And if you don't want to answer this, Sam, you don't have to. But why do you think it is, if you can see it, he sees it. I can see it.
Sure.
Why can't George Bush see this?
See, you can't be certain that he doesn't. There's a possibility that he doesn't. But let me tell you something I've heard from a good press source, which is that, in fact, Rumsfeld has been meeting with retired military people, the purpose of which was to have a confrontation with the president over Iraq. The revelation in that is that it appears as if Rumsfeld finally got it and was ready to take on the president. You can see what has happened from the White House and what the president has been saying in the last couple days as the beginning of the end strategy while protecting the office of the president. I don't know whether that made sense or not.
In other words, it's going to come to an end, but he's going to figure out a way to do it so that he's protected and that there's cover.
Yes, exactly. I think people get it. I think they've gotten it. Clearly, when you have, and we learned from the press this morning that the Hamilton-Baker Committee, or the Baker-Hamilton Committee, has agreed unanimously to begin gradual withdrawing of U.S. forces. This is 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats. That's a big deal. And let me add one other thing that I know 90% certain will has already been discussed in the White House, which is this. If we continue in Iraq the way we are right now, and as we begin the 2008 presidential warm-up, you know, and that begins in January. You know, we had the governor of Iowa announced this morning.
That's right.
There will be Republican candidates who will be very critical of the White House. They have to be to appeal to the American public because, you know, the majority have turned. Clearly from the election, it's the message is people are against what's been going on in Iraq. So picture this, a sitting Republican president and four or five Republican candidates for president. In the first paragraph of every speech they give is, Iraq is wrong, we got to fix it. You just, I mean, the president's power, if you think he's got trouble now, would be terribly diminished. So he, in ways, he's got to protect himself from that. So it's not about public opinion, totally. It's about protecting the party from self-destruction.
All right. If you had to predict all of this, based on your knowledge, your strategic knowledge of what goes on the ground of wars and fighting and everything else, where, how do you see this ending up? Do you see it ending up as, A, spreading throughout the region, and then we've got an even bigger problem?
Yeah.
Do you see it ending up as, B, the Sunnis and the Shia fight it out, and one side verges, comes out of this victorious, and the other side is oppressed?
Yeah.
And maybe Iraq becomes a satellite state of Iran. How do you see this thing coming out?
I'll pick B, but without the last sentence. In other words, I think that if we withdraw, that there will be a period of internal fighting, and somebody will come out on top, and that somebody will probably be somebody like Muqtada al-Sadr. Iraq will become a theocracy in the same sense that Iran is. The connection with Iran will begin to fade, and a dictator will take over in Iraq, and the violence will quiet down. And they'll probably even expel al-Qaeda, because that would be inconsistent with their objective of keeping a peaceful Iraq. The United States will come back into itself. We will have a post-Iraq syndrome that will probably pale the post-Vietnam syndrome. Any politician that suggests using American forces overseas will have a very difficult time doing that. You know, we'll turn into ourselves. We will probably, relate to using other instruments of war other than the military instrument. The military budgets will be cut significantly. The world will be different after this. And it will probably be different for 15 or 20 years. The Middle East, I'm a little less reluctant to predict that. A former CIA station chief in the Middle East once said to me, you know, the Middle East is like a mobile. You know, that if you flick one of the elements, the whole thing starts spinning, and anybody that tells you he knows where that's going to end up doesn't understand the Middle East. We have set that mobile in motion, and the parts are all moving, and, you know, I can't tell you how it's going to end up.
All right.
And it will keep spinning.
All right. Retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner, thank you so much. You're our go-to guy, and we'll have you back again.
Okay, Jay. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. You heard what he had to say, and it's not a very pretty picture at all. 9:51. 51 minutes past the hour, and let's let Mr. Morgan look at traffic.
Jay, it's still a slow drive around town in certain spots. That 225 stretch between Parker and I-25 southbound is still pretty sluggish heading to the interchange. Pretty slow on westbound I-70 still. Earlier problems still causing some slowing there from 225 heading over to the elevated portion. And south of town on I-25 backups at Larkspur due to that accident just south of Larkspur. And that's causing that delay. And the turnpike still pretty slow from Wadsworth all the way into Boulder. Weather forecast, sunny but cold. Highs maybe, we'll call it 30. We'll go ahead and be positive. Tonight, clear and cold once again, lows into the teens. Then tomorrow, sunshine and a little warmer, highs into the mid to upper 30s. Right now, it's 16 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Heading up to the mountains? You can get everything you need for a full day of skiing or snowboarding at your...
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
All right, big guy. It's your shot.
Okay, right on the green.
Whoa, dude, nice shot. Hope your new startup's going as well as your game.
Things are going great. I've got 8 offices and a receptionist.
8 offices and a receptionist? You've only been in business a month. How'd you pull that off?
I signed up with Office Evolution.
Office Evolution?
Yeah, you might just call it the virtual office on steroids.
Wow, sounds great.
Yeah, they've got 8 front range locations with more opening all the time. I use them for client meetings, to check my email, send a fax, make copies.
That's cool.
They also answer my phones. In fact, I just told them to put all my calls into voicemail so I can concentrate on beating you at golf. Hey, where's my ball?
I think it's in the hole.
Sweet.
Are you looking to grow your business? Sign up with Office Evolution today. Plans start at under $100 a month. To learn more, visit officeevolution.com. That's officeevolution.com.
Easy. Anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, here we go.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Got us Santa and some trees in Fort Collins.
Being sung
no
by
Jews,
a choir.
And that's just the way it goes. All right. So 9:55, 5 minutes away from 10. High today, 30. Have I worn out this Christmas thing, or should we keep talking about it? I only got like 3 minutes left to go. And we weaved it in and out today around Iraq, because what I said to Colonel Sam Gardner, I really believe this to be true. As I said, maybe it's me, and maybe I'm wrong. But I think that the events of the last 24 to 48 hours are monumental. And it's coming to Fisher Cut Bait time. Really is there. It really is. And what amazes me, just what amazes me, is I will still get a right-wing email that will still use the same talking points that were being used a year ago and that were being used 2 years ago. An example of this is a guy sends me an email and he says, the Democrats have no plan for Iraq. And if you have a plan for Iraq, you're one of the few liberal Democrats that does.
Like, sticking the word liberal in there is supposed to hurt me. And it doesn't. Because I don't care if you call me liberal, I don't care if you call me progressive, I don't care if you call me moderate, I don't care if you call me independent. I'm an American who happens to consider himself to be a member of the Democratic Party. I emailed him back. I said, there are tons of plans out there. Start with these two, Joseph Biden and Representative John Murtha. He emails me back and says, oh, the Murtha plan. That would allow, that's calling for the pulling out of the troops, and that's allowing Al-Qaeda to take over. But even the Pentagon concedes that Al-Qaeda is only a small fraction of what's going on over there. It's like they're tuned out or something. I don't know. All right, listen, have a good day. Don't slip and slide on the roads. Al Franken's next. Talk to you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Open Phone Friday coming up.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Hollow Pack Produce in Denver realizes that this season is a time to celebrate, a chance to get out and have fun with friends without worrying about tomorrow. But tomorrow may never come if you've had too much to drink. Remember, stay alive. Don't drink and drive. This friendly reminder is sponsored by Jim Guerin of Hollow Pack Produce in Denver, where they work to make the community a safer place to live.
There are only two opportunities to see the Moscow Ballet.